speech about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hi, this is Reverend Jesse Jackson. You listen to Kevin and Bear.
Stand with the Withers!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I love pot. Tastes so great. When I smoke it, I probably gonna be late. Yay!
I think there are a lot of girls out there going, yeah.
Barack Obama. The son of a black man from Kenya and a white man from Kansas.
According to biblical principles, a marriage is between a man and a woman.
This is for all the Tostitos.
What was the question? I'm sorry. Probably high right now.
I'm not gonna lie, I feel like running out the gate and getting those six-pack of Budweiser.
You're good in point situations, and you're situated, and I'm situated. Situation's under control.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Do you like to make sex with people of the same sex?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
My cowboy hat is made of bacon.
Roll another one.
It's all good. It's all good.
Just like the other one.
How are my little crackers today?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Balls are sensational.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's not.
Roll.
Roll another one.
Chicks and midgets.
Bam.
Just like.
Will this thing work for the inner thighs?
This one seems to be about
Boston.
Pancake.
I don't have another cent.
Do we have any Mexican-Americans with us today? La Buenos Dias.
Well, our next stop's the Nut Hut.
Let's pass it around.
That's pretty goddamn impressive.
Sometimes you don't know what life is like boxing songs, right, Dean? Mean?
And now,
I'm Serene Branson with CBS News. Reporting from the Grammys, and it's been a very, very heavy vertation. Tonight, Oa Aproikip Kun Chile Siaposiki Iokli Koispel Stigma Stroke. 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 I am having a stroke. Kevin and Bean are dicks. Lisa May.
Our feature presentation.
Wow. That's how it's going to start.
Ah, that's funny.
Luke, I am your father.
That's Dean. Wow, you should be sick all
come
the
on.
Time.
I know, seriously, come on. Look, you guys tell me if it's too bad to be on the air and I'll go back to bed. But I'm
hot,
trying to power
baby.
Through right now.
Whoa, easy.
It's hot.
By the way,
I'm into voices, and that's a hot voice.
Take it easy.
I didn't have time to cut up the interview, but I did tape it last night. Serene Branson, the Channel 2, the CBS Los Angeles Channel 2 reporter, had the problem after the Grammys the other night, I guess about a week ago. She did her first interview last night with her station, with Channel 2, and she's completely fine. And it was really fascinating to hear it from her perspective what happened.
What did
they
you
know
say?
What it is, too, right?
They do?
Yes. Yeah. It's a migraine. It was a migraine, yeah.
They call it a complicated migraine.
Well, that's a complex, migraine
or
complicated. I'm not sure which one it is. But, yeah, I guess as Dr. Mo told us earlier in the week, there are a million different kinds of migraines that have all sorts of wacky symptoms. And this is one. She said she had a headache about an hour before, and then she was as surprised as everyone when the words started coming out like that. But she felt fine afterwards, and she just, you know, she wanted to go home. She said she did not regret not going to the hospital. She thinks she's fine. Turned out it happened to her mother one time also, which she did not know until it happened to her, and never happened again.
Really?
Yeah. So she seems fine, and she's eager to go back to work. She's looking forward to working the Oscars. And until the
Me
broadcast
too.
Last night. And this and this was really interesting. Until the broadcast that aired last night, they taped the piece earlier in the day. Because, you know, she's a loose cannon. They didn't know how out of control she was.
Sure.
She said... And you guys tell me. I mean, I guess we take her at face value. She said she had not watched the video. She had not seen the clip.
Oh, well, she should.
She's a reporter. How could she not?
I mean, it's funny.
She watched it last night, and she kind of laughed a little bit at it because she thought, in her mind, she said, I thought it was a lot longer than that. I think she was actually relieved that it was only 10 seconds or something.
Yeah.
Because in her mind, when it was happening, when she realized, hey, I don't know what I'm saying, it seemed like it was going on for 20 minutes. You know what that's like,
sure.
Kevin.
Sure.
You know that feeling where you feel like this sentence is never going to end. I'm never going to pull out of the tailspin.
The difference is mine do go on for 20 minutes. That's the difference. It doesn't just seem like it.
So anyway, as far as I'm concerned, complicated migraine, she's fine. Looking forward to going back to work. I say it's time to start laughing again.
I agree.
Yeah,
I
say
it's time to yuck it up.
If she's cool and she's good and she's healthy and it may never happen again, then it's funny.
Right.
Now it's funny again.
I agree. That,
before we knew anything, it was funny. And then we found out maybe there was some problems, not funny. She went and did all the tests, still not funny. Now she's fine. May never happen again. Funny.
Funny again, right. And I want to thank Kevin and me listener Danny, who is a production assistant with a movie studio in Hollywood. He's the one who did that little animated video that I played the audio from at
so
the beginning.
Funny.
Where she says, Kevin and Bean are dicks. But that was very well done. But I was wondering, you know, obviously I expected the interview to be on Channel 2, so I've been keeping an eye on that to find out when. And sure enough, last night was when they popped it. So I'm delighted to hear that she's doing fine.
CBS 2's Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy debatation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go ahead, Tarrison, those for the bit, the head of the pit.
Wow. Does this mean we can play the remix now?
I hope. The remix is great. We've been sitting on the remix for a long time.
Yeah, we didn't know whether it was going to be cool to play the remix or not, but if she's down with it, I'm down with it.
She didn't actually give permission for the remix, but...
Well, no.
You want to hear it?
Oh, do you have it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Love it.
Well, I'm very, very heavy. Very, very heavy. Heavy, 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 tonight. I get it. Very, very heavy. Very, very heavy. Heavy, 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 rotation tonight. I get it. Very, Darrison. Very, Darrison.
I think we need to put that in the rotation. Actually start playing it all day.
Nothing counts anymore until you got a remix. I don't care whether it's the Super Bowl or the State of the Union or, you know, an earthquake. Unless there's a remix, it's not a real event. So
that's true.
Congratulations. Well
done.
It does
sound much better when it's a remix. All right, Bean, you going to make it to the end of the show? Or?
Well, I'm going to let you guys decide. I mean, I'm willing to power through. I got virtually no sleep.
Excellent.
But
I hope you're on some kind of cough medicine. Or
I am. I'm on all sorts of
NyQuil or something.
I just took a hot, hot, hot shower and thought of Lisa May to try to,
Did that help?
Free up the phlegm,
Is that how it works?
So sick.
I'm afraid it's
My phlegm is kind of in my chest area.
mine comes from everywhere on my body.
Oh, we often say creepy stuff to each other, but with that voice, this morning before we started the show, I said to Bean, I said, you doing all right? He's like, I'm going to go take a shower. You want to join me? And I was like, no, it's just so much grosser.
And then Mike said, yes.
Okay.
All right,
it really was a little bit of putting the lotion on the skin there, wasn't it, Mike?
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Kevin and Bean are dicks.
That's correct. We're going to talk about Justin Bieber and why he hates America.
Yeah, what about that?
Can't wait for that. We are going to give you tickets to the Blake Griffin Clinic, which is a clinic on how to play basketball from Blake Griffin.
Wow.
The Clipper.
The only Clipper who could hold a clinic like that.
That's correct. LaQuisha will take a look at the Jersey Shore. We're going to talk to Jimmy Kimmel on today's program because he's going to be the coach of one of the celebrity teams.
How about that?
And him coaching. Come on. Come on. Seriously. Matt Money Smith in the studio talking sports. Diana Agron, who is in I Am Number 4, also in Glee. We're going to talk to her today. We've got the movie beat because it's Friday. And we got the showbiz beat.
All
right. And that's coming up next.
There's your Jimmy Eat World on 106.7 KROQ. You're listening to the world-famous K-Rock. It is 548. Hey, party people, it's finally Friday. Ralph is here with our first look at the showbiz beat. I'm the Kevin Beach. What's going on, Ralph?
Pretty good. How are you, Bean? I like it. You sound like we should be coasting. That's what we should be doing.
I was going for beef. It's what for dinner.
Yeah.
I was
going
for that guy.
Good. Or white meat, dark meat.
Yeah!
Oh, that's good,
carved.
Too.
Say, call it
all
friendo.
Will be carved.
Yeah. Scary.
I like it.
Scary Luke, trailer voice.
I am
guy.
Your father. Try that.
I got that. I did that.
Oh,
did that
sorry. One. I wasn't in the room.
That was my...
You're never in the room. Where do you go?
No one knows.
Kevin's out detailing cars in the parking lot or something during the songs and the commercials. I don't know where you go, but it's very mysterious.
He's got a part-time job, man. You got to give it up for his industriousness.
Yeah, well.
Thank you, B.
The squirrel looking for a nut.
That's right.
That's right, man. Let's
take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? Rod Stewart is a father yet again.
Yes!
Thank God.
What's he, 70, Rod Stewart?
Gotta be. Has to be.
Gotta be close, right? If he's not?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
He and his wife, Penny Lancaster, welcomed their second son into the world on Wednesday. Aiden Stewart is his name. Aiden's pretty cool.
Yep.
Weighed in at 7 pounds, 3 ounces, in case you were playing at home. If you had a pool, maybe, on Rod Stewart's baby weight. If you picked 7 pounds, 3 ounces, you're the big winner.
How many people do you think had that pool?
Oh, Kevin, everybody was been okay. Waiting. It's like the royal wedding. Everybody's waiting for Rod Stewart's baby to arrive.
Right.
This is kid number 8, by the way, for Rod.
Good. Good.
So, we know we can do that.
Right.
Well, his name is Rod.
That's true.
Even sick, he manages to work his way into the file. God bless him. you know that Brooklyn Decker?
Yes.
Wait, who is Brooklyn Decker? Kevin, do you have a... Mike, do we have a moment with Kevin who describes who Brooklyn Decker is in case anyone doesn't know?
Yeah.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
And Brooklyn Decker, yeah. Supermodel and
go.
Sports Illustrated model cover.
That was a moment with Kevin.
She is. She's a supermodel and she's a Sports Illustrated model. Cover.
It's clever editing.
Yeah. We couldn't be that clever. We couldn't edit that good.
You would go, no one would believe it. Let's make it believable.
She, of course, is starring in the movie Just Go With It. And here's the funny thing. Even smoking hot 23-year-old model covers get insecure about their bodies. Apparently, she knew she was going to be in that yellow bikini in that film. Right. Which really, as far as I'm concerned, is the only moment in that film I would give a rat's ass about.
She's in it a lot.
But
they
you
were
see
smart
that in
enough
that trailer,
to go.
It's like, wow.
She's smart enough to go. They're hot. I mean, they were smart enough to go. She's hot. Let's keep the camera on her as much as we can.
So she was panicked by the concept of shooting that scene and getting into that bikini, having people look at her in slow mo as she came out of the ocean. So she said she had to up her gym workouts and her weight regime in order to get in shape for that shot. I think on her worst day, don't you think you'd like to see her come out of the ocean in a bikini?
Yes.
Sure.
But she was looking out for us, so she took a little extra care. God bless her. Because she was looking hideous there for a while.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Oh, God, yeah.
So
she was
ugly.
She was a pig.
She's always looked good.
You guys watching the new Survivor with Redemption Island?
No.
Come on, it's Redemption Island.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I watched Survivor since season 2.
Redemption Island.
Right, it's Redemption Island.
Yeah.
They get redemption.
Yeah.
No, not watching.
Actually, a pretty interesting concept. When you get voted off the main island, when the tribe has spoken and they snuff out your fire.
Right.
Instead of going home, you go to Redemption Island.
Okay.
And then the next person that gets voted off, instead of going home, they go to Redemption Island.
Okay.
Then those two people battle it out.
Fight?
Yes. No.
Fight?
No.
Oh.
No, they compete.
MMA?
You know, in competition, you know, challenges
so
and
there's
stuff.
A secondary island with secondary competition.
Right. And if you win that, you get to come back.
Okay.
So it's like a round robin thing. You know, when you're off, you're not necessarily off. You get to come back and continue playing the game if you get off of Redemption Island.
Is there a third island, the guy that loses on the second island
not
goes
yet,
to?
But I'm betting next season there will be Redemption Island.
All right.
But anyway, they're adding new elements, trying to keep it fresh. But looks like the franchise may be in a bit of trouble. First week ratings this week slumped nearly 30%. From last season's debut.
Ouch.
Now, keep in mind, American Idol has been moved back a day, so they're going head-to-head for the first time ever, but American Idol is trouncing Survivor.
Are their ratings strong, American Idol?
Yeah.
Like they used to be?
Yeah, you know, a little, not as big, but still certainly huge. Number one.
Yeah.
Now, reportedly, Survivor is going to go to Redemption Channel.
Oh!
Yeah, and then someone else will go there, and maybe they'll come back.
I see.
It all depends. Christine Lottie's coming back to television, guys, fans.
Yes.
She was on Chicago Hope for many years. She won an Emmy for her acting in that. She's got a new series on CBS called The Doctor. Finally, a medical drama. Thank you, television, for wising up and realizing we want to see doctors in emotional turmoil.
But brilliant.
Well, you'll be happy to know, Bean, that she plays a mother who reconnects with her adult children when she joins the family medical practice. So the whole family will be practicing medicine together. And they will also learn an important lesson about life and love. Hmm. So you got that going for you.
What else you got?
Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen is apparently, I don't know, doing his comeback tour or something. He's been on the Dan Patrick Show, his radio show, twice in the past week. He was hanging out with the UCLA baseball team.
Right.
And now, apparently, he went to visit the fireman who took him to the hospital a few weeks back. Remember when he had his stomach pains?
Sure.
That they said was a hiatal hernia?
Mm-hmm.
He got from laughing too much?
Right. That was their excuse.
Wasn't the briefcase full of cocaine he did, or being up for 36 hours and drinking a fifth of vodka? He was laughing too hard.
He laughed so hard he hurt himself.
They called 911 and the fireman showed up to check him out and take him to the hospital. Well, he went down to visit those firemen to thank them and to hand out knives.
Hand out knives?
Yeah, gave each of them a Leatherman knife, a high-end sort of nice pocket knife that they could have.
All the guys or just the married ones?
I think all the guys.
Why?
Just a little gift, just a little thank you.
Hmm.
And he said, and I kid you not, compared to me, these guys are true heroes.
Compared to you, everyone's a true hero.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm a true hero.
Compared to you, O.J. Simpson is a true hero. He likes him a lot.
For a guy who's got
a lot
of troubles,
doesn't he? He's hilarious. Lauren Conrad's upset with MTV.
Why?
She was supposed to get her own reality show detailing her new career as a clothing line designer. But apparently Lauren says they want it more personal drama. Can you imagine?
No.
They didn't want to just focus on you in the office sketching?
Sounds like fascinating television, but maybe they made the right decision.
She banned them from filming in her apartment or having anything to do with her boyfriend Kyle Howard in their relationship, so MTV has opted not to pick up the show. Excluded. She's been excluded from reality TV.
That?
So we won't be seeing the Lauren show anytime soon. Are you one of those folks who's still waiting for your Friends reunion? You want to get all the Friends back together again?
Really not didn't care then, don't
see,
care now.
Chandler and nope. Ross and Rachel.
Nope.
And Smelly Cat.
Nope.
And the monkey. Well, Matthew Perry says probably the closest they'll ever get is doing guest spots on each other's shows. I don't know if you're watching Mr. Sunshine, Matthew's new show.
Boycotting Matt Perry.
Why are you boycotting it? The man had some scheduling difficulties and couldn't quite get on our show to promote
2 days
his
in a row.
Program.
Look, I know he's busy, but don't tell us you're going to be on.
Anyway,
say, I can't be on.
He holds a grudge.
He will probably ask some of his old Friends co-stars to be on a show, but that's probably as close as a reunion will ever come.
I'll tell you what I am tired of. I'm tired of every time two of them work together.
That's a Friends reunion!
Yeah. Yeah. No, it isn't.
Yeah, it really
different
isn't.
Characters, different everything.
Yeah. And now we may know what caused the split between Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz.
I thought you said it was the lead singer.
Well, that was a speculation that perhaps he was spending too much time with his curvy brunette lead singer for his new band. She is pretty hot.
Yeah.
But now Us Weekly magazine saying it's because Ashley Simpson won't stop partying.
Yeah.
Pete Wentz apparently felt insecure about the relationship because she would leave the house on her own or with her girlfriends. The last few months, she'd be out and wouldn't return home until dawn.
What could go wrong with that?
He had to be checking on her constantly, say friends. Yeah, what could go wrong with that? Don't they have a child?
Yeah, it seems
Who's watching Little Bronx Mowgli?
They do, isn't it?
And she's out partying till dawn.
And if it's the dad, then we're in trouble.
Really?
That's not good.
We don't need another little Pete Wentz rolling around.
No.
So, if those kids can't make it happen,
no.
What chance do any of us have? And my buddy Eric Roberts is coming back to TV.
Yeah, Eric.
He, of course, one of my co-stars from Sharktopus.
Sure.
Yeah. Which comes out on DVD and Blu-ray in March, by the way. We'll be talking more about that as we get closer.
Are you in the DVD?
Yes, I'm in the DVD.
Right. Shit, Stastny.
Did you get to do the commentary track, Ralph?
No, I believe it's producer Roger Corman and his wife who do the commentary on Sharktopus.
It's better.
Eric Roberts is coming back to TV. He's going to be starring in a ABC drama pilot called Grace.
Grace.
Yes, in which he will play a famous choreographer who tends to sleep with his dancers.
Okay.
And has three adult daughters from three different mothers. Grace. He's Michael Grace, choreographer. By night, he solves crimes.
Wait, is
no,
this...
I think he's just teaching people how to dance.
Have they settled on this as their final?
There's a commitment.
This isn't.
No, this is going to happen. This fall, Grace.
It's not one of the working titles and working.
Michael Grace gives you a grand plié into hell. I don't even know what that means. I'm trying to find some way to sell it. Today's celebrity birthdays: actress Molly Ringwald. You know what her best color is? In my opinion.
Don't say it.
When she's,
no,
when
I don't.
She dresses up?
No.
I didn't even get to it.
File it.
No. How can you put the file? File. I haven't even said it yet.
No. File it.
I haven't said it.
We have faith.
I think she's pretty in pink. When she wears that, she really looks good.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
Rapper Dr. Drew is 46 years old today.
Wait
He's
a
great on that Celebrity Apprentice. And I'm sorry, it's Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Actor Matt Dillon is 47. Excuse me. Vanna White celebrates her 54th birthday.
Easiest gig of anybody who's ever lived? Vanna White?
The letter turner on the Wheel of Fortune?
I mean, has there ever been an easier job?
I would think compensation, the ratio of compensation to effort, it is probably the highest paying job in the world.
And she only works like a month or two a year, right?
Yeah, they film all those episodes in the span of a couple months, and she wins an enormous amount of money. But she's 54. Saying.
How, she can do that till she dies.
I know, but if you're hiring someone to be eye candy to spin the letters, maybe she start looking over her shoulder.
Yeah.
I think your producer's trying to send her a message. She turned some letters around yesterday. It was AARP. Oh, so they had her turn around. It was right on television. I'm just saying, I think she should be getting a little nervous.
Yeah.
John Travolta is 57 years old today. Sybil Shepherd celebrates her 61st birthday. And singer, songwriter, artist, legend, Yoko Ono celebrates her 78th birthday today.
You say singer and you say songwriter and you
say artist.
She's
a Renaissance woman, Kevin.
You mean none of
that. Just because you cannot appreciate her talents, the width and breadth of her art, does not mean that she is not a national treasure.
I know it sounds...
How many 78-year-old women do you know could pull that off?
Oh.
That weren't being tortured.
That really sounds like there's no way it's real. We had to make it up.
That's her song.
That's her doing that.
Yes. On purpose.
On purpose. Yeah. And then walking away like she really accomplished something.
To a standing ovation, by the way.
No, please.
Well, there were no chairs in the building at the time.
For the eight people that had to stand to hear her.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Yoko. Thanks again for that whole Beatles thing. We still appreciate it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Later this hour on the Kevin and Bean Show with the NBA All-Star Game in Southern California, we're going to give you the chance to win into a part of it, the Blake Griffin Showcase Giveaway. By the way, Blake Griffin was on the Jimmy Kimmel Live Show last night. Any chance to see it? Anyone see it?
I taped it. I didn't watch it yet.
Jimmy was funny yesterday. He was tweeting the first Clipper to ever appear on a network talk show. That was very funny. Also, it's Friday. That means Ralph has the movie beat and one of the stars of one of the films coming out this weekend, Diana Agron. You know her as Quinn from Glee, also joins us from I Am Number 4. That's coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Bean, who sounds like he might die any second, who's sick, is a bad commercial spokesman.
How dare you?
Yeah,
Clients are lined up to get me to endorse their products.
I feel bad kicking a guy when he's down.
I do too, but he deserves it.
Yeah.
Because when he was healthy, he was doing all of this to us. He wasn't sick when he made these commercials that we're about to play.
So regardless of his condition at trial, we have to consider his state when he was committing the crime?
Correct.
I see what you're saying.
Crimes.
Here's the thing about doing the radio show is, from time to time, we all are sort of asked and set upon to do commercials for clients.
And by sort of asked, you mean told.
Right, we're told to do, you're going to do a commercial for this
client. We're ordered, yes.
Okay. And it's not the best part of the job, I would say. Sometimes, we don't always necessarily want to do commercials.
We got away with not doing it for a long time until the economy went bad, and then now we don't have a choice.
We want to make
Having said that, Ralph, and sorry to interrupt, I have had the luxury of only signing up for the commercials of products that I use and believe in.
Well,
I think a lot of the commercials that you're going to make fun of here for GoToMyPC, which is a great product, and I'm happy to endorse it.
Right. Great product. We're not saying the product's bad. We're saying you're a bad commercial spokesman.
Yeah, we've been lucky enough for the most part to try to work it out where we all do the commercials for things that we at least have some interest in or we have actually used. But here's the thing. We get to control the content of the commercials.
See, problem. Least. Problem right there.
I think it's a
they
good thing.
They should write it out. For you, yes. For Bean, they should write it out.
Well, that's how what I'm you? Saying. He takes this opportunity. I mean, he is the Cheesemeister. He is DJ Limburger. He is Captain Cheddar. He loves the cheese.
Cheesy comedy to Bean, that is like the ultimate.
It's now Bean is given 30, sometimes 60 seconds to be all by himself and just talking to a microphone.
Yeah.
And no one is there. There's no stopgap measures. There's no gatekeeper. And that's a mistake.
And a lot of it is like thanks that Info Bean stuff where he says,
okay, so here's what kept me up half the night last night. How can something be easy as pie but also be a piece of cake?
Oh, come on.
That's a good question.
That's not a good question.
Well, you know what the problem is between those two things, Kevin?
What?
Doesn't it seem like those desserts are mortal enemies?
No! Desserts are not mortal enemies. You know what desserts do? They sit on a plate and you eat them. They don't feelings. They don't have any enemies.
Why don't you ask your friend Adam Carolla about the war that's going on in this country between pie and cake?
I'd like to. You know why? He could make it funny.
Or the people who eat pie and eat cake may be across purposes, but the cake and pie themselves, I'm pretty sure, never battle.
Here's what kept me up half the night. Stop it.
And somehow that's a commercial for a program on a computer.
Yeah, stop
How does
that.
He get there?
Don't do that. Stop doing that.
Follow this easy tip and you could end up like me, working in your pajamas, drinking lots of chocolate milk. It's all thanks to Go to My PC.
Oh. Who cares?
We could end up like Bean.
I don't want to.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm afraid I'm going to end up like Bean.
Great product, bad spokesman.
Don't you think there are people listening, though, to whom that sounds like an attractive lifestyle? Is, hey, if I get this product, I can stay home more, be in my pajamas drinking chocolate milk, rather than be in the office drinking bad coffee and working in a cubicle next to someone.
I think if Ralph or Lisa or I or Mike or Alex or... anyone? Charles, the security guard, said it would be fine.
Don't threaten people, Bean, with it. If they use your product, they'll end up like you.
All right, let's talk Groundhog's Day. This is...
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog Day.
Hog, no S.
Asperger's. Right. Asperger's. Yeah.
This is Bean's idea of working in his own content.
Well, it's Groundhog Day, and once again, I feel terrible for our furry little friend, Punxsutawney Phil. Not because of the enormous pressure of having to predict the weather when you're only a rodent, but because you're warm and cozy in your little groundhog den, and the mean man comes and just drags you out. See, this is what I've been talking about. This is the danger of going into the office and being roped into those useless meetings. Avoid your coworkers. Punxsutawney Phil, you should have been using GoToMyPC. You could have been doing your weather prognostication from another location, safe and secure by using GoToMyPC from Citrix.
Oh, come on.
It's a good idea. You got him in.
Who doesn't use a computer could have not been pulled from his...
He should have been using this.
Yeah.
I stand by that.
Did you pull a muscle with that reach trying to connect?
That was a
Groundhog
long
Day
really was.
And GoToMyPC.com?
In his defense, it probably aired on Groundhog's Day, but who cares?
Groundhog Day, yes.
Of course, he was trying to piggyback America's fascination with Groundhog Day, but still... There's no way.
I stand by that one.
You can't.
That's the worst one.
But guys, don't you see all sorts of products on television where they have little animated pigs, and they have little talking birds,
yes.
and all sorts of... It's not uncommon. It's not uncommon to use a spokesperson like that for a commercial.
You know what I don't see a lot of commercials?
They should use
giant gangly douchebags. I don't see anyone using that technique.
All right, so it's a holiday weekend, and Bean has to work in his...
Don't say it.
His goal of getting his hair cut in 50 different states without repeating till he's done. An amazing goal.
Well, I took advantage of the 3-day holiday weekend just passed to head to Arizona to continue to pursue my dream. Haircuts in 50 consecutive states. It was tremendously satisfying. But while I was there, I also got a little bit of work done because it's so easy to stay in touch with the home computer when you use GoToMyPC.
All right, now. Does anyone from that company ever call you and go, hey, that whole part about you getting your hair cut in 50 states.
Could you try to talk about something that people do?
That people can relate to?
Maybe the people who would buy our product would have, I don't know, some reason to relate to you?
Some kind of human connection.
But I think the point is you see what I'm doing with my time, but you can also relate to whatever you choose to do. If you want to go out of town somewhere, you can still use your office or home computer.
We understand. It's not that we don't understand. You explain that like, oh, I see.
Oh, if you're busy, you can use this product.
Oh,
there you go.
No, we get
that. Now you
got
it, Ralph.
It's you talking about getting your hair cut in 50 states.
I'm a busy man.
Yes. Anybody who can work out 50 different haircuts in 50 different states in their life is not a busy man. I would argue.
All right, Mr. Timely strikes again, January 20th.
Hello, Americans. It's January 20th. Time to talk about the state of your union. How are you and your work getting along? Do you find yourself still having to copy files to a CD or a flash drive anytime you want to get something done out of the office? Are you still emailing files to yourself or spending time syncing up your laptop? What a hassle, right? Here's my recommendation for a more perfect union. Use GoToMyPC.
Yeah. Time to talk about the state of your union.
Well, Kevin, in Bean's defense, how do you not try to piggyback on the white-hot fascination America has with the State of the Union address? It's all everyone was talking about for weeks leading up to it. It's like Christmas. You see the State of the Union decorations in the stores pretty much right after the new year.
Ralph, that's the problem, is that genuinely being is that person that you just described that doesn't
exist.
I am
into it. That's true.
He so looks forward to it, and he watches it, and he watches the rebuttals, and then sometimes he watches it again. Really,
but it's ingenious marketing. If you love the State of the Union, you'll love this product. You see how he can piggyback that.
All right, listen to this and just explain.
Here's the state of your union.
Here's one I don't even understand.
So, especially this time of year, work gets in the way of all the fun we'd rather be having. The holidays are here. Am I right, ladies?
What does that mean? I don't know. I guess he's announcing that there are holidays.
Okay, the holidays are here, but am I right, ladies? Why did you say that?
I like to picture our audience as being young, hot women listening to the show, I guess.
But am I right, ladies, is something that women only...
You draw the listener in. The listener now is listening to this, and they're going, oh, yeah, the holidays are here. You're absolutely right. You get their attention. You hook them.
What about the guys? Now, they're not listening. Guys, check out.
And now they pay attention, though. Now they pay attention to hear what you're selling.
Wow, you're like a Don Draper with spina bifida.
Exactly.
You really know how to just to lock into what the American consumer needs to buy his product.
Hello, Americans. So it's January 20th. Time to talk about the state of your union.
Yeah.
Don Draper would dropkick your ass right out the window at Sterling Cooper if you came in with that pitch.
Oh.
NBA All-Star Game is happening this weekend all over the Staples Center area. A lot of things happening, including the NBA All-Star Jam Session brought to you by Adidas. We got tickets for that later on. Jimmy Kimmel is one of the coaches for the Celebrity Game. We got him on the show later on today. And right now, we got some passes to join Blake Griffin, one of the hottest players in the NBA, who unfortunately plays for the Clippers, at his Blake Griffin Showcase. It's happening this Sunday. You will participate in the Center Court Clinic, shooting contests for prizes. You get a photo with Blake, question and answer. Here's the game we're going to be playing. We're looking for basketball fans at 1-800-520-1067. We're going to ask you current and former NBA nicknames. Players you know, what is their nickname? We'll give you the nickname. You give us the player. All right? That's how it works. If you're a basketball fan, call now, 1-800-520-1067, and you'll be hanging out with Blake Griffin.
New Rolling Stone magazine came out yesterday, and Justin Bieber is interviewed in it by contributing editor Vanessa Gregoriadisson.
Remember when they didn't put Britney and Justin and Christina and people like that on Rolling Stone? Remember when it was a rock magazine and then wouldn't sell, so now they have to?
No, I don't remember that. It's too long ago. And she asked him a lot of questions, including girls, politics, music, Will Ferrell movies, and sex. Now, Justin Bieber is 16,
right?
Yeah.
Correct. So maybe some of those should be left out. I don't know that he's ready to comment on politics.
I don't know that we care what he thinks about politics.
I mean, I'm sure that they were hoping to get this kind of answer, but his... we have him on the phone. We'll talk to him. I just want to read this. Okay, we'll talk to him. We'll run the stuff that he said by him and just make sure that he's willing to stand by it now. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how you guys doing, eh?
We're good. Welcome to our show.
Great. You guys all confused, eh?
We're all confused?
Yeah, you seem like you're having a hard time figuring out what to talk about, eh?
Well... We're a little bit surprised at some of the things you said in the Rolling Stone interview. It seems like some of it maybe was a little ill-advised for a public figure.
No, I'm just telling the truth, eh? Just keeping it real, you know, eh?
Okay, so she asks you about becoming an American citizen.
Yeah, eh?
And you say you guys are evil.
That's right. Americans are like evil, eh?
Canada's the best country in the world.
Canada, woo!
Right. We go to the doctor, then you go on the whole thing about how you don't have to pay for medical care there, and when you're here...
Right, because I know a guy who is, American, eh?
Right.
And he went to, a hospital, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And then he got, some medical things...
Right.
At the hospital, and then they, at the end of all the medical things that he got...
Right,
they
right.
gave him, a bill, and he had to pay with, money.
Right,
right, that's how it works.
Evil.
Okay.
What's that all about?
Well, somebody has to pay for medical care.
Yeah, right.
Well, That's the case. I mean, that's the answer.
Not in Canada, the greatest country in the world. Woo! Hockey! Woo! Tim Hortons donut! Woo! baby,
all right. You don't have to say. You don't have to say. They asked you, and I'm not sure why Rolling Stone asked you, Justin, what political party you would support if you were old enough to vote, which is a stupid question, of course, because you're not American, so you couldn't vote in our country anyway. Do you remember what you said?
Yeah, I'm part of the Hardy Party. Party Hardy! Woo!
You said, I'm not sure about the parties, but whatever they have in Korea, that's bad.
That is bad, eh?
Okay, that's a like stupid...
In Korea, they make you, like, barbecue at your table. That's mean. That's evil.
Okay, you're thinking of a Korean restaurant. Look, that's a dumb comment, Justin. You should not have answered that question.
But Korea is, like, bad, right?
Wait, I'd go further than that. I mean, that may be the worst answer ever. I mean, that's really unbelievably stupid because they were asking about the political parties in America, and you're saying, I'm supposing you're talking about North Korea.
Or East Korea, whichever one.
There's no East, there's just North and South.
And West, there's West and East. Look at the compass, eh?
Wow.
And then, Justin, the third rail for entertainers is you answered in a question about abortion. I don't know what you were thinking, but you certainly have a real understanding on that terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah, I do. It's like killing a baby, right?
It's like killing a baby. That was your comment. Abortion, it's like killing a baby.
Right,
And then the
that's what it is. So, like, I'm smart, eh?
No. But then the reporter says, how about in cases of rape, which, of course, is just an extreme situation, and you say... Well, I think that's really sad, but everything happens for a reason.
That's right,
okay, that's...
Look, it's all part of the big plan, eh?
The big
What's
plan?
What's the big plan, Justin?
Well, you know, you go to get a job, you get a career.
Right.
You know, you get raped.
It's just oh, my God.
No. No.
That's how it goes, eh?
That's not how it goes.
What's that all about, huh?
That's not what happens at all, Justin.
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying, eh?
Well, all we can hope is that your voice changes soon and it's all over, right?
No, I'm saying America's evil, eh?
Right, we heard that. And
because, like, first of all, you guys don't even know how many states you have there.
50?
Well, sometimes, but I heard it was like 13, and then you counted again, and it was like, 35, and then it was like 48, and now it's 50. Make up your mind, eh? How many states do you have? You don't even know because you're evil, eh?
We've had 50 for about 50 years.
Right, but what about before then? What, do you just, not count the other ones, eh? Like, sometimes you're state, sometimes you're not. What's that all about?
I think you may be confused about America. Maybe you shouldn't do any more interviews, Justin.
And how about the Indians? You take all the Indians and then you send them to India. And now they have their own country in India, and all the Indians don't even have their own country where they used to have a country, eh? What's that all about?
That's not what happened at all, Justin.
I wish that happened. That would have been better than how it happened.
And then, like, every July 4th, you try to, like, set the sky on fire by shooting sky rockets up there and blowing up the sky. What's that all about? We only use the sky, eh?
They're fireworks. It's just fireworks. It's part of the celebration for Independence Day. That's
Stop
all.
Stop trying to blow up the sky.
All right, Justin, listen. If they ask you about sex, if they ask you about politics, if they ask you about religion, perhaps you should just hold off on those until you're a little older.
Older than 16?
Yes.
Do people get older? I thought this was it, eh?
I sure hope so. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 6:39.
I'm just saying the Blake Griffin showcase sounds like something you would guess on The Price is Right. I'm not sure I fully understand what's going on here. But Dave the King of Mexico, Clippers fan number two, after Clipper Daryl that we talked to earlier in the week, is in town. He's in studio, too, because he's going to be participating in this NBA All-Star thing with Blake Griffin. What's this about, Dave? We're about to give away some tickets to.
Yeah, I'm hosting a showcase with Blake Griffin where he's going to, you know, we're going to do shooting contests for giveaways. We're going to hang out with Blake for a good couple of hours.
You're hosting it?
Yeah.
Mike, what would that sound like if Dave was hosting this?
Oh, everybody, welcome to the NBA All-Star Gem. And I'm here with Blake Griffin, and we are going to have so much fun. Everybody, hooray. Anyways,
all right, we got basketball fans on the line at 1-800-520-1067. First five people who get the correct answer will win. They're basketball fans. They've been pre-screened, and the game is pretty simple, actually.
Yes.
Kevin has a list of current and classic NBA players. He's going to give you the nickname. All you have to do is tell us who the player is that had or has that nickname. If you're right, you get to join Dave with Blake Griffin.
All right, let's start with Gilbert. Hi, Gilbert.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Good morning.
We can start with a current player. His nickname is CP3.
CP3, Chris Paul.
Chris Paul is correct. Nicely done. You win.
All right.
Nicely done.
That's one.
As easy as that.
Wow. All right. Let's go classic with Raymond. Hi, Raymond.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Lisa May.
Good morning.
We're good.
All right, classic, meaning they're retired, but this was their nickname when they were playing. The Round Mound of Rebound.
Dennis Rodman.
Hmm, sorry.
You're a bad person.
Yeah, that's Charles Barkley.
How's Taco Bell going to make money off of that?
Good question, Chuck.
He's got a giant, giant butt, that's why.
All right, one down, four to go.
All right, Frank, hi.
Hi.
You got a current player, the nickname is Flash.
Come
on.
I have no idea.
Flash.
Come on.
Flash.
You're going to kill me.
Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, Flash. Thank you.
Thanks for playing.
All right. Let's go to Marcus. Hi, Marcus.
Hello, Kevin and Bean.
How are you?
Larry.
Hello.
Dave.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm going to give you the easiest one ever. I don't even
you
know.
You better.
I don't even know why.
I'm the only black listener. You better.
Oh. Oh, well, then I can't. Then I was going to give him that one. There's no way to
give him that one.
I can't give him that one.
If he's a black guy, give him a hard one because he knows it.
I honestly don't think either of these two should be given. It's too easy.
All right, but we need winners, so.
Okay.
Magic.
Oh!
There you go. Nicely done.
Hey, Clipper Darrow, don't you have tickets already?
That does sound exactly like him. All right, so that's two winners looking for three more.
All right, let's go to Jason. Hi, Jason.
What's going on, Kevin and Bean? Hi, Lisa Mann.
Hello.
You get a current player. You ready?
Yep.
Durantula.
Yeah.
Durantula.
Come on, dude.
Has his name in it. Has part of his name in it.
Pretty easy, dude. Pretty easy.
Has part of his name in it. Durantula.
Durantula. Oh.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
Sorry.
Oh, he's awesome.
All right. Thanks, Dave, for that input.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks Dave. Kevin Durant still hurts me every time I see him on my TV.
Let's go to Andy. Hi, Andy.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, thank you. All right. Classic player, not playing anymore. Used to have the nickname Grandmama.
Oh, Johnson.
Yes, that's his last name. First name.
Come on, man, you can do it. You can do it.
Johnson. So with the Charlotte Hornets.
You're killing me.
You're killing me.
Oh, my God.
Mike just gave you a clue.
Wait, what was it again?
He said, you're killing me.
Oh, you really are killing me.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Looking for Larry Johnson. You're killing me, Larry.
Larry Johnson. Oh, sorry, dude. That hurts, right. But
probably a Laker fan.
Where are we? I lost track. How many have we done so far?
We've done two, I think.
Okay.
That's all. Danny, hi.
Hey, morning, guys.
Didn't think this would be so difficult. The Black Mamba.
Oh, Kobe Bryant.
There you go.
There you go. All right. That's three.
Lame. He's lame.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go to David. Lame. Hi, David.
Morning, guys. Morning, Lisa, man.
Good morning.
You get a classic player, retired, but used to have the nickname The Admiral. The Admiral.
Oh, David Robinson.
David Robinson is right.
There you go.
He was the man.
Nicely done. Thank you, Dave. We really don't need your input. He was the man. I like him. Welcome, Ivan.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Are you ready for Lisa May?
Hello.
You ready for the last contestant? Good luck.
This is a lie, but the nickname is The Truth.
The Truth?
Yes.
Ooh. Kevin is showing his bias a little bit on this player.
Just a bit. But that is his nickname, The Truth.
Dude, he might have really been hurt and needed that wheelchair, man. You don't know.
I knew when he came running back in 30 seconds later that he didn't.
Right. But he was really hurt.
Paul Pierce.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Try to help you more.
Congratulations.
Give him the whole bio.
You are going to be hanging out with Dave and the Black Graphin Showcase this weekend for the NBA All-Star Game. Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. All week long, we've been waiting to find out what Channel 2, CBS Channel 2 Los Angeles reporter Serene Branson was going to have to say about the incident that became a viral hit right after the Grammys last Sunday night when she apparently could not use her mouth correctly.
Yeah.
She did her first interview, and we've got highlights of that for you coming up right after the top of the hour. You can hear what it was like for her to be thinking you were saying one thing and have something else coming out. Although, Kevin could have told us that for years. Yeah, exactly.
My life.
Fascinating stuff from her perspective. That's coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on?
Well, High School Musical is not going to stand by and let Glee out-sing them. Disney has announced a new High School Musical spin-off series coming to the Disney Channel.
Spin-off series?
Yes.
TV series.
You remember the High School Musical movies?
Yeah.
Well, this is called Madison High. And it is a spinoff of High School Musical, and it will be a weekly series on the Disney Channel. And they'll be all singing and dancing and whatnot and give me the ball and that kind of stuff.
Is this going to be Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens' kids? Are they going to be the ones populating this school?
I can't imagine. Maybe they'll create new characters for the kids to listen to. But Glee Mania has made musical television popular again, and a lot of the networks are putting together their musical shows. So.
Remember Cop Rock? They should bring that back.
They should. Now is the perfect climate for Cop Rock.
The worst show.
You're guilty. The judge would sing from the bench and stuff. Awesome.
So short-lived, that show.
And if you guys saw the new trailer for X-Men, The First Class, the new X-Men movie.
Did not.
One of the stars of the film is January Jones, the lovely blonde from Mad Men. And she admits that her costume is pretty much just painted on in this film.
All right.
She says comic book fans can look forward to her character being basically, and this is her quote, boots, hair, and boobs.
Okay.
That's all we see really of her.
Thumbs up.
As Emma Frost in The First Class. And speaking of comic book movies, Seth Rogen's Green Hornet has passed the $200 million mark this week.
Wow.
It's done very well for itself, and Seth has announced his next project. It is a comedy about a guy with cancer. Be called 50-50. Maybe those are his odds of living. What's with all the hilarious cancer comedies these days, by the way?
I don't know. That seems like a fine line to walk.
Adam Sandler made it the subject of one of the subjects of his movie, Funny People.
Right.
Then Laura Linney had the Showtime series, The Big C.
Right.
And now Seth Rogen is doing 50-50, which has gone through a couple title changes, by the way. One was called Live With It, and the other was with I'm With Cancer.
I'm with cancer.
Yeah.
That's a terrible name.
Oh, honey, let's go. Let's get a babysitter and go rush out to see the I'm with cancer comedy.
That's a terrible name. Good choice on that.
Are we out of subject matter to make comedies about? Now we're down to cancer? Yeah. I don't find that funny.
Depends on who does it, I think.
Depends on who's got it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's a good idea. But what do I know? More movie news. Martin Scorsese and Leonardo DiCaprio are working together again.
Who could have seen that coming?
Their fifth film together they've done, by the way.
Dude.
It's called Wolf of Wall Street. So if you like that pairing, you'll be happy to hear that. Michael Jackson, since his death in 2009, his estate has earned more than $310 million.
What? Since he died?
Since he died.
Wow.
Just since he died. Michael Jackson has earned $310 million. You know what Michael's biggest problem is?
What?
Right now, even in death?
What?
Debt. He's still in debt.
That's not enough to cover it?
His debt at the time of his death was over $400 million.
Wow.
So he's made $310 million, hasn't spent a dime because he's not really in the spending mode these days.
Right.
And he's still in debt to the tune of almost $100 million.
I wonder how much of his profits they're applying toward his debt, or if his family is still sucking him dry with all the, you know, all their living expenses based on his profits.
Well, the LA Times says his administrators have used $160 million so far to pay down his debts. So out of $400, there's still $240 million in debt that they have to deal with.
He's likely the kind of guy, though, that will continue to make money.
Yes,
for
of course he will. But it's
20
just,
years, right?
It makes you boggle at the that kind of debt. When you can make $310 million in the span of about 2 years and still not even be close to getting in the black. If he had lived, there's no way he could have survived.
He certainly wouldn't have been in the black if he'd lived.
Oh, because he was a pale dude. Anyone? Real quick email before I get to celebrity birthdays, if you don't mind. I want to read this from listener Jason.
I just like to butt in and say, what if Bronkar, we do mind?
Jason Bronkar writes in, Ralph Iwazi, a celebrity sighting. Ralph, I was eating at this outdoor restaurant the other day when I looked over and saw Maureen McCormick. Yes, Marcia from the very popular Brady Bunch TV series, just a couple tables away, reading a book, eating all by herself. At one point, I saw her leave the table for a minute, presumably to use the restroom, and the waiter came back and with her food to find an empty table. Naturally, he set the food down and left. Then up come these two guys who see a full plate of food and decided to take a couple of her fries. I saw they were about to eat more, so I jumped up and said, "Hey, don't do that, man. That food is Marcia's Brady's."
Come on, Ralph. Oh, God. No. No, just no.
That was Jason Bronkar wrote that.
Ralph.
No.
That was sweet.
No. Well, sweet. No, 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 no.
Taste that one?
No.
Sweet.
Sweet.
That's not Splenda sweet either. That's cane sugar sweet right there. Today's celebrity birthday is Yoko Ono. You know her.
Oh, my God.
John Lennon's widow, but an artist in her own right, singer, songwriter. This is her big hit, I think. Yeah, this is my favorite.
She must hear.
Well, right. Wait for the bridge. Wait for the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We always talk about
bring it home, Yoko.
We always talk about like American Idol contestants. They must hear that that sounds great.
Listen, just because you don't get the art, because you don't get it, doesn't mean it's not great.
There's no art there.
There's art.
There's zero art. There's... All right, you're right. I don't get it.
See? You just don't get it.
I don't see the art.
Where's the magic bullet when you need it?
Oh. Actor Cybill Shepherd is 61 years old today. Actor John Travolta is 57. Vanna White from Wheel of Fortune is 54 years old today. Matt Dillon is 47. Dr. Dre celebrates his 46th birthday. And Molly Ringwald from Breakfast Club and Pretty in Pink, other John Hughes films. She is 43 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, you're going to have an ass full of I Am Number 4. We'll talk to actress Diana Agron from the movie. And also, Ralph, will review it in the movie beat. Knowing how he feels about Diana Agron, by the way, who's also Quinn on Cheers, I suspect that he'll give a thumbs up to this one.
Sure.
Maybe three thumbs
up. It looks
good. I guess we'll find out. That's the movie beat coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show.
First, let's talk about Serene
Branson.
Branson.
Yes.
I remember
how many times
name.
Have you heard that name this weekend?
A lot. But, I don't pay attention to last names. But this was the CBS 2 reporter after the Grammys, and she started talking, and just nonsense came out. Just nothing made sense. She couldn't even recognize any of the words.
She's your people.
She's my people.
And thank God she's okay.
Well, that's what I thought. And then we came in on Monday morning. We started mocking and saying, wow, this is the funniest thing ever. I've done this 100 times, and it's so good to have somebody do it worse than me. And then all of a sudden we found out, oh, no. She might have gone to the hospital. She might have had a stroke.
Yeah.
So then we were like, oh, now we're a-holes. Now it's not funny and, you know, whatever. So in the meantime, no one has done an interview with her until last night. And they did an interview, and here's what I love about the news. They played the clip 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
They really, under the guise of news,
were concerned.
You can play it as many times as you want, and they took advantage of that. So they started talking about what she said, and then they asked her what happened.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight.
Branson was attempting to say the words Grammy and Lady Antebellum, but instead, viewers heard a string of nonsensical syllables and sounds.
We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Tara Chazen. Let's go to the head of the pit.
After the live shot, she dropped the microphone and got really wobbly.
Yeah, apparently she knew she was having a headache earlier in the night, and mm-hmm. she had blurred vision, but then she realized this might be worse than I thought.
Yeah.
I think it would be obviously enormously scary, and I've never seen a real person do this before. I've only ever seen it on TV shows like House, where, you know, there's just a synapse that misfires in your brain, and all of a sudden what you think you're saying is not what's coming out. Of course it would be terrifying.
So, so the reporter then plays it again and then asks her what it's like to watch the clip.
What's it like for you to watch that?
I've seen it a couple times now. It's still troubling to see because I know what was going through my mind at that time. I was terrified. I was scared. I was confused. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, welcome to my life every day.
And can I also add, by the way, and Lisa, please tell me if this isn't appropriate, but even having the migraine, even having the incident, still hot.
Oh, no question.
Totally.
And
she's
that's
really
what's
hot.
Yeah, really hot.
I don't think that came up in any way.
Well, what I'm saying is if something is going to happen medically to you, it's not as big a deal if you retain your hotness.
Okay, so she says she was tired. She said she had a headache. She had blurry vision. She thought everything was fine. And then?
This is more than just being tired. Something is terribly wrong. I wanted to say Lady Antebellum swept the Grammys, and I could think of the words, but I could not. They weren't coming out properly.
Welcome to my life.
And I'd also like to add, by the way, and I don't know what caused this. I'm no doctor, but that's a terrifying sentence to attempt to say.
And maybe that's what caused it.
if you're reporting that Lady Antebellum won the most Grammys, that would hurt anybody.
Yeah, her brain went
that
on
would
the
put, that would put me on my ass, too. You know what I'm saying? And that's just bad news. Nobody wants to get bad news like that. Oh, Eminem wins 2. Lady Antebellum wins 5. What kind of BS is that?
Yeah, I don't think she was giving her opinion in this particular case, though.
I started to cry. I was scared. I didn't know what had gone on, and I was embarrassed and fearful.
And they called the paramedics.
They called the paramedics.
Paramedics came. You didn't go to the hospital.
I didn't. They checked my vitals. They checked my blood pressure, my temperature, said I was okay. They asked if I wanted to go to the hospital at that point. It was late. I was scared, nervous, confused, exhausted, in an evening dress in the back of an ambulance. I said, I just want to go home. I just want to go home.
And they were fine with it. They're like, yeah, all right, go ahead. No problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You're good. All good.
So I'm just glad she's okay.
What about the follow-up doctor's visit?
You got checked out. You found that it wasn't a stroke, though there had been much speculation that that was, in fact, had happened. It was a severe migraine. Had you ever had a migraine before?
No. I'd had headaches throughout my life, but never really what I would have called a migraine. And the doctor ran lots of tests. I saw some of the best doctors in the world, top neurologists and cardiologists. They ran tests for 3 days. I was there for 9 hours Monday, back for 9 hours the next day. And finally, they diagnosed me with migraine aura.
Migraine aura.
Which was one of the early suggestions that those medical fields were saying. And the freaky thing about this, and this is why the human brain is so bizarre, this may never happen to her again.
Yeah.
She may never experience a migraine again. It's just so bizarre. You know, we compared it earlier in the week, Kevin, we compared it on the air to, you know, your DVR honks up and you have to restart it. It's a glitch. You can't explain it. There's no reason why it would happen, but you restart it and it's fine. The human brain works like that sometimes, and it's just so puzzling.
And most likely will never happen again.
Right.
Which is why I'm happy that we preserve the audio and have a... You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 21 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Our friend Matt Money Smith will be here next hour, at the top of the hour, to talk all things sports with us on a Friday Kevin and Bean Show. Speaking of Friday, Ralph joins us. It's time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies... Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Once again, it's time to review the movies that I have not seen this week.
Anyone can watch a movie and review it.
That's always been my point of view, Kevin. What's you know, anyone can go to a film and then tell you about it. But it takes a gift to be able to look from afar and yet still gauge whether a movie is worth your time or not. And let's face it, that's how most of us pick our movies.
You guess.
You have to look in the paper. Yeah. You have to go and see the trailer. You have to go online. You have to figure it out. Hey, is that something I want to see? I'm here to take all that away from you. You don't have to worry about it anymore. I'll tell you.
All right.
What's worth seeing, what's not. And then before I tell you about the movies I didn't see this week, I do want to mention a film I did see this week.
Well, that breaks the rules.
But it came out last week, so it's not a new release. Okay. But I wanted to recommend, if you haven't had a chance yet, Cedar Rapids, the new comedy with Ed Helms and John C. Reilly and Anne Heche. Very funny and just very entertaining film. I really enjoyed that. So I wanted to recommend that to people if you're looking for a comedy this weekend.
Is it opening wider or is it still
in? It should be opening wider this weekend, but if not, you can still find it in selected theaters near you. But such a sweet film and just very well written, very well acted. It's very entertaining. You will enjoy it. Let's talk about the new movies coming out this weekend. First, Martin Lawrence returns for another Big Mama movie.
Yes, he does.
You remember Big Mama?
Yep.
He plays an FBI agent who has to go undercover, so he dresses up in a fat suit and plays a woman.
Yes.
Well, in Big Mama's, like father, like son, his son witnesses a murder and has to go undercover, so Martin Lawrence dresses his son as a fat woman. And so he's fat, and she's fat, and everybody's fat.
So he's a fat woman, and his son is a fat woman?
Yes. Okay. And then his son has to go to a like an art school for girls.
Right.
Where all the girls are just impossibly hot.
Right.
Of course. And he's like, oh, you're my girlfriend. And, you know, and they get undressed and try on clothes together and everything. Oh, just chaos ensues. All you need to know about this movie. Well, let's play a little clip from Big Mama. Here Martin Lawrence is playing Big Mama. And she gets talked into posing nude for an art class.
Wow.
So Big Mama in the big fat suit. Is got a sheet draped over her in art class so people can learn how to draw figures.
I think I agree with Big Mama.
You do?
Yes. We have never once had a full-figured model. It is. It's shameful.
Shameful.
Yeah. So how about it, Big Mama?
Schumann.
I think you should be our model.
Amen. Big Mama don't be getting butt naked for nobody.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't get down like
beautiful.
That.
Beautiful.
I know I'm beautiful, but I don't get down like that.
Oh. Now, if you'll kindly just drop the sheet.
Whoops. There it is.
Oops, there it is.
Oh, man.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fresh as today's headlines.
Ralph, how many of these Big Mama movies have there been?
This is the third.
Is that real?
My.
That happened.
Whoops, there it is. You didn't just dummy it
that
up.
That happens
or?
In the movie. As does Shake What Your Mama Gave You. And what kind of business you in? Nunya. What kind of business is that? Nunya business. Hmm.
Has this been on the shelf since 1990 or what?
No, this is a brand new movie.
Does he say swing?
Please enjoy. Here's a movie I can recommend. I Am Number 4 opens this weekend. This looks awesome. Story of nine alien teenagers who come to Earth after their planet is destroyed by an enemy species, and then they soon discover that their enemy is now after them on Earth, but they have to be killed in sequence. Hence the I Am Number 4, because he knows he is next, since 1, 2, and 3 are already dead.
So 5 is cool as long as 4 is alive.
If 4 stays alive, okay. 5 is cool. But right. If you're 4, you're just not so cool, because 1, 2, and 3 are gone. Stars Alex Pettyfer and Timothy Oliphant, Teresa Palmer, and Diane Agron also.
Oh. We're going to talk to them about 10 minutes.
Here's a scene in which Number 4, Alex Pettyfer, has to stay on the run ahead of these enemies that are killing off his species. And I can imagine, as a teenager, he just gets to be a pain in the ass to move so much.
I'm not going.
Okay. If you want to pick the next place, that's fine.
It's not my fight, and it never was. I can't even remember a world before this one.
Wait a minute. Is this because of a girl?
Go upstairs and get your stuff.
Not my father.
No, no, no. He's dead. He died for you. In fact, you know what? You have no idea how many others have made sacrifices so you could live. And it wasn't so you could come here and experience puppy love like a real live boy.
I'm not leaving.
And he's got like some badass alien powers too, so they start fighting back.
All right.
The S goes down.
But he's fat and dressed up like a woman, right?
No.
Once again, being you're confusing everything.
That's the last one.
And lastly, Unknown, starring Liam Neeson. Neeson plays Dr. Martin Harris, who goes into a coma, then awakens, only to discover that someone has stolen his identity. And that no one, not even his wife, from before he went into the coma, will acknowledge him or believes that he really is who he is. What's going on here? What's the conspiracy behind all this? That's the story behind Unknown. Here is Liam Neeson visiting his wife, Elizabeth, played by the lovely January Jones.
Ah.
And it must be odd to see your wife and say, hey, remember me? I'm your husband. No, I'm not so much.
Do I know you?
I'm sorry. I was in an accident. I was in a coma. They didn't know who I was.
Well, you must have me confused with someone else.
It's me, Martin. Your husband.
This is a misunderstanding. I don't know this man. This is my husband.
What's going on here? Is this some kind of a joke?
You know this man?
No.
Who the hell are you?
Who the hell are you?
I'm her husband.
Wrong. Wrong.
Dude.
Yeah. You know, this is not as far-fetched as it may seem, because I've been out in public with Kevin and his wife when she also has disowned him and said, that's not my husband. I don't know what you're talking about.
Who's this guy?
The drunk guy over there with his head in the fishbowl. Is that your husband? No, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never met this man before.
What did you do?
So I'm just saying, it can happen in real life. It's not as far-fetched as it may
seem. It can happen over and over, as a matter of fact.
That's right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's movie beat.
Well, 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7:35.
Hey, party people, thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Got a brand new Radiohead song for you. We'll give you a taste of that coming up here in just a few minutes. About 10 minutes ago, Ralph gave the big thumbs up, said you ought to go out and see I Am Number 4 in theaters this weekend. Now, he hasn't seen the movie, as we explained. You guys want to talk to someone who has seen the movie?
Sure.
One of the stars of the film, Diana Agron, joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Diana, welcome. How are you, my dear?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I know that you are also a big Radiohead fan, so after we hang up, you got to turn the radio on. You got to listen to hear what the new stuff sounds like.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Your album's supposed to come out tomorrow. Came out today.
Sooner. I know.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
It's awesome. All right. Well, let's talk about I Am Number 4. I was so surprised to see you in this movie because my impression of being on a show like Glee is that it must take like 3 weeks to do every episode, and you barely have time to sleep, much less time to go out and make a movie.
It was very lucky the way everything worked out. I just went straight from the tour to Pittsburgh, shot for the rest of my hiatus, and came straight back. But it required a little work on both sides, and luckily everything.
Might you die? I mean, it sounds like everyone needs a break.
You crash every now and then.
Yeah.
But it's all.
It always cracks us up because you do the show and then they announce the tour and they go, man, when somebody has to sleep at some point. What's, slave drivers over there. What's going on?
It's overrated.
Sleep is overrated. Sleep is overrated? All right.
Now, I would imagine because of the platform that Glee has given you, you probably had your choice of a bunch of different kinds of movies you could do. And this couldn't be more different from Glee. Why'd you want to do this one?
Well, I didn't want to do a movie just because it fit in the hiatus. And it was looking like there wasn't going to be anything that kind of worked out, but this was a project that I just thought would be so fun to do. I'd never been involved in a shoot that had action and these kind of sequences, or I loved the thought of being a night owl or summer. It was practically entirely a night shoot. And just the people that I was going to be able to work with and to get away, because I love traveling during the summer, and so I thought, okay, this kind of encompasses a lot of the things that I need.
You get a chance to be in Pittsburgh, you got to take it, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, Pittsburgh has a bad rap.
Yes.
It is a really fun place.
Nope.
It is.
It's just not.
Where did you go?
It's not.
I went to a bar with Ben Roethlisberger.
He's a football player, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
I know something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to hang out with him.
Oh man, I think.
Yeah, he is, and yes. You don't want to hang out with him. That's all you need to know.
Why?
Yeah,
is he rowdy?
We can say no more. We can say no more. We're all having a nice time. We don't want to get ugly.
Right.
We don't want to get ugly here. All right. So who are you? Number four, Diana?
I am not number four.
Number five?
Okay. No.
Number six?
Six?
No number.
We can play this game all day.
I know. No, Alex Pettifer plays number four, and Teresa Palmer plays number six.
Okay.
And I am no number.
Okay, but what? So then who are you?
I'm a girl named Sarah, and she's coming to the end of her high school term, and she's this kind of artsy, girl on her way to bigger things, but at the time is in her smaller town and comes across John, who is new, and she kind of has this chance to start over with him, and they go on this loving and crazy adventure together.
All right, so you're the girlfriend of number four.
Yes.
Okay.
But she's so much more than the girlfriend.
All right.
Sure. In some ways.
Was that supposed to be a slight?
Oh, no, totally.
All right.
But it's just been something that's been so great, what with Glee and with this character Sarah is, they're not the damsels in distress.
Right.
Which I think can be so easy to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you get to be a badass, too.
A little bit. Slightly. Yeah.
By the way, not
as much as others.
I know you've been doing a lot of interviews. You've been out there working hard promoting your film. And this is the voice of Diana Agron on the phone on the Kevin Bean Show talking about her film called I Am Number Four opening today. And you probably weren't expecting this question. Your voice is unbelievably sexy, unbelievably hot. Have you ever done traffic? Have you ever considered being a traffic reporter on the radio?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
I mean, seriously, think about it, because it would be. I would so look forward to coming to work every day. Wouldn't you, Kevin? Come on.
It would be such a step up in her life.
Yeah, that's what she needs for her career.
Right.
I'm bright red on the other side.
I mean that in the nicest possible way. Seriously.
No, I believe you. But, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, but no.
Real quick, I know we're talking about I Am Number Four, and people should go see it, but I have to ask you a couple of Glee things, because it's unbelievable when a show comes out of the womb fully formed and becomes, I mean, practically a front page story, from episode one, as it appeared to happen with Glee. Are you keeping a scrapbook? Can you even believe the people that you have had the opportunity to meet through working on that show? It must just amaze you.
I know. And I don't think there was one weekend in particular. It was last year around Easter, where we flew to Chicago, met Oprah, did Oprah, and then flew to the White House.
What?
And, sang on the lawn and met Obama and the First Family, even their dog. It was, and we said, how does it get bigger than Oprah and Obama in one weekend?
Oh, my God. Did you talk to the president?
Yeah. And because it was for the Easter egg roll, and it's a tradition there, and then we got the chance to meet them, and it was a group of, it was us, it was Reese Witherspoon and her family, uh-huh. It was Justin mm-hmm. Bieber, and it was this, I think they were organic farmers, and they were before us, and there was a woman, because, you know, you get to shake his hand and say whatever you need to say.
Right.
And there was a woman in front of me who, and again, I think there was some kind of organic farmers or something, so this question would make more sense. But she said to him, Obama, it's so nice to meet you. Do you like eggs?
Do you like eggs?
And in his very regal and charming voice, he said, eggs? I love eggs. I eat eggs every morning. And I just thought it was one of those things. It's like, obviously, I'm always going to remember this. And and I was after her, and all I could focus on was, you know, that was an awesome and very random question.
What kind
and
of
what
eggs
do you
do
follow
you like?
That up with? Do you like ketchup on your eggs? I heard you just like eggs.
Do you like them scrambled?
I know, exactly. Benedict,
that's hilarious.
That is tough to follow. Who would you say in this country has more power, Oprah or President Obama?
See, that was the argument all weekend, was who's more powerful. I'm
clearly
not sure.
Oprah.
Clearly Oprah.
Yeah, there's no question about that.
Well, I mean, the president can make a move and put the army into play, but Oprah, all she has to do is lift her eyebrow the right way, and the women know what the signal is, and they know to go out and just start killing. So I'm going with Oprah, too. All right. We're about out of time here. What a rocket ride the past couple of years. Of course, Glee on Fox and the new film called I Am Number 4 that opens up everywhere today. It really, really does look good. And Diana, I'm glad we finally got a chance to have you on the show. Thanks so much for spending some time with the Kevin and Bean Show.
Same. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye now.
106.7 K-Rock. Is KROQ and
he
it
said
is
hey.
He did yeah and
acknowledge the hey
he said hey
acknowledge it.
It was a little badly timed, poorly timed, I think.
I am four.
It's KROQ at 7:51.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Matt Money Smith from the nationally syndicated Petrus and Money Show joins us after the top of the hour. Actually joins us right now as Ralph gets into the showbiz beat on a Friday. What's happening, Ralph?
Everybody needs shoes.
It's communism.
Why is that?
Bo Bachman,
kick your ass.
To walk on that beautiful parking lot at Gelfin Ford and get yourself a tremendous vehicle this weekend.
You know, they're a dynasty. I've been getting my vehicles out for about 15 years
That's
now.
That's right. All my friends, too.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that beautiful Mustang of yours, Ralph?
Gelfin Ford.
That's right.
Yeah.
What exit on the 405?
Roscoe Boulevard. Right there.
All right, let's talk showbiz news, shall we? Radiohead fans, rejoice.
Aye.
We're starting to hear the first of their new album. We've got the single here. We've been listening to at the station. Pretty cool stuff. Interesting thing happened with the Radiohead yesterday. On their Twitter feed, they tweeted a cryptic message that was in Japanese.
What? Radiohead's doing something that's not straightforward?
Yeah, believe it or not. They make it so hard they sometimes do. To be a fan.
In Japanese?
It loosely translates into Hachiko Square, Shibuya.
Hi.
Friday, the 18th, 59 minutes after the hour.
So that's this Friday. That's today.
That's today.
59 past what hour?
Well, here's the thing. Apparently, sometime this morning at the Shibuya train station, something Radiohead-related is going to happen.
Okay.
Now, there's no way to know exactly what it's going to be.
Are they going to perform?
probably not.
Okay.
But apparently, there is like a large electronic billboard there. So they're thinking maybe they're going to direct
porn?
Feed some, not porn, no, some new video or something. So Japanese Radiohead fans are in luck today.
Might it be their music video in which he dances like a crazy man?
It may be.
You can see that at KevinAndBean.com.
So if you're listening to us in Japan,
hey!
Go there and then tell us what happens, won't you?
Yes.
This video, I don't get Radiohead. He looks like he's having a complex migraine, for starters. And if you can't dance, if you're white and you're so bad at dancing, why feature your dancing in the video?
I love it.
Why not hire people who can dance in your video or have
somebody
else dance?
He is an artist and he's expressing himself.
I love it because he has no fear. He really doesn't look good dancing and yet he's really into it.
He's just trying to take the attention off his lazy eye.
Oh, come on, Money, that's not nice.
What?
Poor bastard. We've got the new single Lotus Flower. If you'd like to hear a little taste of it.
Sure.
Here's some new Radiohead.
Radiohead fans that we're excited about tomorrow, today's the day.
Yeah, today's the day.
Get
Enjoy.
It early.
Go nuts. Seriously, go nuts. Dance like Tom.
I can't wait to see the YouTube videos where the people replicate that dance, because I don't think it's possible.
Charlie Sheen's in the news again this week. He's been very busy.
He
You'd
has.
Think he'd be at home rehabbing.
Oh, no, that's done.
Finished.
Oh, he's already done.
Oh, that's oh, in that's the past. Good. Sure.
I told you rehabbing at home was a good idea. Yeah. Sometimes you go to a rehab center, it takes you months to get clean.
He did like
you
3 days.
You do it at home, you get focused, you can just really concentrate on it. In about a week and a half, 10 days, boom, sober. He's been on the Dan Patrick Show twice in the past 3 days.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Buddy of yours, Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
Right? You guys are on the same station.
Yep.
Yeah. How did that get hooked up, Money? Do you know
they
how,
are
why
long-time
that's his?
Friends.
Oh, yeah?
Because
yeah.
Sheen's a baseball player, right? And that's kind
he
of
he is
connection.
A baseball fanatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to have the Reds, when they came out to L.A., stay at his house.
What?
When they
You're
were like
kidding.
A when they were crushing people back in the early 90s. They would
really?
Stay at his a group of them.
Oh, can you imagine the
what
parties
a party.
There?
Rod Dibble, all them dudes. Eric
wow.
Davis hanging out with Charlie Sheen.
Hilarious.
So he was hanging out with the UCLA baseball team this week. He was been on the Dan Patrick Show twice. And yesterday, apparently, he went down to see the firemen that took him to the hospital a few weeks back. If you remember correctly, he had severe abdominal pains, and they had to rush him to the hospital. 911 was called.
What was it from?
Well, it was, they said it was a hiatal hernia that he got from laughing too hard.
Sure.
It wasn't the suitcase full of blow,
no.
Or the fifth of vodka, or the 36 hours with no sleep and porn stars. It was from laughter.
You're not a doctor, Ralph. Don't pretend you know me.
Yeah, but I'd always heard that laughter was the best medicine. In this particular case, it was not medicine at all.
Yeah.
It was the cause of an illness. Thank you. And so they had to be rushed to the hospital. The firemen that took him there were treated yesterday to a visit from Charlie, and he gave each of them a Leatherman knife.
And an eight ball.
And an eight ball, and a whore, and a porn star. TMZ.com was on hand when Chuck popped in to hand out his knives and to say thank you to the firemen that took him to the hospital. And he said, and I kid you not, this is his quote, "Compared to me, these guys are true heroes." Well, yeah, compared
what?
To you.
Oh, really?
Charlie Manson's a true hero compared to you.
God.
Did he think there was some confusion as to who the heroes
That's
were in the
right.
room?
Is the hero Charlie Sheen or is it fireman? I can't really tell.
I'm going to stand up and say, don't worship me as much as you do. These guys need it.
What right. an arbitrary object. Here, have a Leatherman.
Have a knife.
A Leatherman knife.
Thank you.
Well, look, maybe we're out there fighting fires. You need to cut some rope or something.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
don't you think if they need a knife, they have a knife?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not a knife.
Thank Timely.
You, wow.
Way
Thank
to go, Mike.
Crocodile reference.
File.
Wow. I'm just saying, budget cuts, you know, the state's hurting. Maybe they need knives. Who knows? Maybe he's doing them a favor.
Probably not.
And Brooklyn Decker in the news.
Yes.
She, of course, a 23-year-old model, wife of tennis star Andy Roddick. Lucky bastard. Mm.
Tell me he's a cool guy at least, Money.
I have Andy not heard Roddick. That.
Really
not heard that. I'll just leave that.
I cannot confirm.
Now wait, have you heard to the opposite?
I'll just leave it at my first statement.
All right,
very politically correct.
Yes,
she knew she was going to be coming out of the ocean in slow motion in that new movie she's in, Just Go With It, in that yellow bikini.
Could have lasted longer. That's what I'm saying.
It was lasted just the right length of time for me.
All right,
yeah, just the trailer part.
Yeah,
I was good.
You didn't have to.
So she said she had to really seriously worry about her body. She upped her gym workouts and started working out with weights so she would look good in a bikini. Who looks better in a bikini than she does?
She was last year's cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Well, let's go back to the tape.
She was last year's
cover. See exactly who she is.
How dare you?
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
And Brooklyn Decker, supermodel and Sports Illustrated model. Cover.
Yeah, you're right.
That was a moment
you're right.
She, with Kevin.
She was the model cover. You're right. Absolutely.
But I didn't screw
I
up this time.
Check. I just wanted to check to see.
I said it right this
I
time.
I just wanted to check. Just wanted to check the tape.
I'd offer up you said it right the previous time.
That was a migraine.
For this
with,
show.
Migraine with Aura.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Vocalist Yoko Ono celebrates her 78th birthday.
So hot.
She, things I would do to her.
Man.
She ugly. She ugly. U-G-L-Y. She ain't got no alibi. She ugly.
You guys just don't get it.
Oh, yeah.
She does sound good. This is what you would hear coming out of my bedroom.
You got a minute with Yoko?
That's right.
That happened.
Man.
That's real. That's her and that's real.
Cybill Shepherd, 61 years old today. John Travolta's 57. Vanna White turns 54 years old today. Actor Matt Dillon is 47. Dr. Dre is 46. And Molly Ringwald, star of the many John Hughes films, she is 43 years old today. Ralph Garman, I walk the show business.
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Is that one done? That one's over?
I believe it ended fully, yes.
We heard all of that one?
I believe it's not. Okay. There's no more, if that's what you're asking.
Nah, I'm done.
We are... we're getting your money's worth out of that one. Hey, our friend Jimmy Kimmel joins us 1 hour from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. He is one of the, I believe he's one of the coaches for the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game that is happening. There's so much stuff going on in Southern California this weekend. NBA All-Star Game is in town, the Jam Session, Center Court, LA Convention Center. Matt Money Smith, what do you got going on for the big weekend, man? Where are you and P going
to
be?
I mean, come on. You failed to, you bury the lead.
What's
the
that?
The Northern Trust Open.
Sure.
The PGA is in town.
That's what.
Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Corey Pavin and his mustache had the lead for a while yesterday in the first round.
That's what you're excited about,
come on. Come on. You want to party at Katsu or do you want to hang out in the Palisades with some dudes in three-piece suits in the middle of the afternoon?
How do you rank the NBA All-Star Game compared to the All-Star Games of the other major sports?
I think it is the I think it's the greatest embarrassment of all the All-Star
Games.
Really? Yeah, because I wrote a column on this and I said think about the NFL, the NHL, and baseball. Baseball, first of all, is the best because it's actually competitive. Now, players try to opt out, which I said is understandable. You're talking about guys that play a game for 8 months straight. Their job lasts 8 months. They get 20 days off. In 8 months. So if you have an opportunity to get 4 days off, I can understand. Maybe you want to take those.
But baseball made a great move in making that game count.
Yeah.
You don't like it?
I don't.
Because the other ones are worthless.
Yeah, I think they'd play anyway because, you know, pitchers want to dominate hitters, and hitters want to get the best of the best pitchers.
Right.
I think that's just natural competition, and there's no violence involved. In the NHL... there's no open ice hip checks because you can break a dude's head. In football, you don't want to tackle someone at the end of the season and watch him tear his knee up and ruin his offseason and his ability to earn a living.
So baseball, because they're not athletes, they can compete.
They can act.
And
well,
they won't get hurt.
There's no contact. But that's my point about basketball. You're not gonna tear an ankle up by playing defense. You know, you D a guy up doesn't mean you're going to blow a shoulder out. You can play a legitimate game of basketball in the All-Star Game and have a hell of a competition between the best players in the league. But they opt not to do that. I mean, it's worse than playground ball. They play no defense. It's all alley-oops and wide-open lanes
it's
to the
showing
basket.
Off.
That's all it is.
It's showing off.
And wouldn't it be
I
great?
Love that.
I mean, but wouldn't it be fantastic if you had a legitimate competition between the East and the West and guys like, you know, Kobe and Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant and Tim Duncan versus Kevin Garnett and LeBron James? That'd be an unbelievable game if they actually gave a damn about it, but they don't.
For many, many years,
how about that,
the West
was
always...
I can't wait now.
It was good, buddy. For many, many years, the West was always considered the far superior conference.
Yep.
Is that still the case?
No.
No.
No, it is much more top-heavy in the Eastern Conference, I think. The Celtics, the Heat, the Magic, if they can kind of get settled with all the trades they've made. And, you know, probably, I don't want to say it's a surprise team because they were good last year, but I could see the Chicago Bulls make it into the conference finals. I don't know if they can
really beat
both the Heat and the Celtics, but I think they can beat one of them in the second round. They're the best defensive team in the league. They have they probably have the current favorite for the MVP in Derrick Rose right now, especially after what he did last night on national TV.
What did he do?
42 points against the Spurs, just took over the fourth quarter, dominated the team with the best record in the league. And they have the coach, you know, Tom Thibodeau, who was the defensive mastermind of the Celtics for their championship run. So they're playing great basketball. In the West, you know, you have the Lakers, you have the Spurs, and then I think you have a lot of questions. You know, how good are the Mavericks? How good are the Thunder? But I think there are legitimately four teams that you could make a case for in the East. It really is going to be a great postseason this year. It really is.
LeBron took his talents to South Beach, as we all remember, and he is a starter in the All-Star Game. I guess Dwayne Wade is also going to be playing. Chris Bosh will be coming in later in the game. How do you feel those three have meshed compared to what our expectations were when he decided to go to the Heat?
Well, I mean, look, they're very hateable, I think, because of the decision they made and the way LeBron made it, you know. And then, of course, just their preening and flexing out on stage when they arrived in South Beach, pyrotechnics. I mean, it really made them easy to hate. But if you watch them play basketball, it's a pretty damn fun team to watch.
Are they going to be able to win?
They have issues.
A championship this year?
Yes.
I mean, obviously.
I mean, they can. They're that good. They have, you know, the second best record in the league, or third best record in the league right now. But they have, you know, when you talk about basketball, you always kind of point to a point guard or a center. And they have neither. They have three swings. You know, they've got a big in Chris Bosh that likes to shoot 18-foot jumpers and not bang down low. As Kevin Durant said, he's a fake tough guy. And then you've got two guys that play swing position. Now, they're two of the five best players in the game, so they can obviously take things over. But you know, they get into a 7-game series with the Bulls, who have Biggs and Boozer and Joakim Noah and a dominant point guard like Rose, or the Celtics, who I think are just the class of the NBA this year. No. And I don't know if they can win a 7-game series.
For you.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, here's the thing. The Lakers and the Celtics are so different from one another in the way they approach a game and the way they win games that it tests your fandom and what you believe basketball should look like. The Celtics truly are a team. They play as a team. Their defensive rotations are all team-oriented. The Lakers are a collection of individuals. You know, they really are. Kobe will take over a game, or Powell will get his touches and take over a game, whereas the Celtics really are the whole versus the sum of the parts.
How is LeBron being received as the team travels around the country? What kind of response does he get from the crowds?
He's
still a big draw.
Yeah,
imagine,
I mean,
right?
it's the number one road draw. I don't want to say he's a villain, but he, you know, he's not what he was. You know, when he was on the Cavs, he was celebrated in
every arena.
Everywhere he went, he was considered the best individual talent in
the
game.
He hadn't done anything yet that people could hate.
Right,
really?
Right. I mean, he really was the model.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the way it went down and the ridiculous. And the problem with LeBron is he's got these four lunkheads that work for him. And they're his friends from high school. And they comprise this organization called LRMR, his marketing arm. And they're the ones that come up with all these ideas to validate their existence on his payroll. And most of their ideas are absolute crap.
Well, it was their idea for that.
The decision was their idea.
Yeah.
The idea to sit down with Larry King in the middle of the NBA Finals when he came up short. All of this has been their idea. And that really has hurt his brand. Because he was probably the most likable star in any sport.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about Albert Pujols and Derek Jeter. I mean, LeBron was at the top of that mountain. And I don't think that's the case anymore.
Will he get back there?
He can. I mean, he's the best player in the NBA. I don't think, you know, I think, you know, you talk about like Michael Jordan in the 90s. That's what LeBron has been in the 2000s. The greatest individual talent in the game. And he's ridiculously fun to watch because of that size speed package. And I don't see why he can't get back up. He's just got to make better decisions off the court.
Yeah.
How likely is that prediction from the Cavaliers owner that they were going to get a ring before the Heat gets a ring?
Oh,
how
really?
Likely is that to happen?
Super likely.
They got their 10th win.
Yes.
Against the Lakers. They did beat the two-time defending champs.
But I look at that as the Lakers were being, you know, charity.
Well, it's Byron Scott.
You got to give back.
Laker great.
Sometimes
NBA
you have to give
Finals
back.
MVP.
Right.
Guy was down on his luck. He's got a hell of a mustache.
Right.
Beautiful smile.
Just for the stash alone.
Psst, Byron, we're going to give you this one.
I think that's what happened.
We're going to come on strong in the last 90 seconds, but then we'll come up short.
Right. You brought up the Cleveland loss for the Lakers. And the whole time, the Lakers, throughout their struggles in the early part of this season, you know, Phil and Kobe, they always say, well, when it counts, you know, when it gets to the playoffs, yeah, we'll bring it around, and we can't worry yet. But when you beat a team by close to 60 points a month earlier, and then you lose to them, a team that bad, isn't there real worry there?
You know,
even though it was the last game going into the All-Star break.
You know what's funny about that? They beat him by 55, but Mike still had to round up to 60.
60.
55 wasn't embarrassing enough.
Are so bad that it's not just 55. Here's my problem with that, Mike. The Lakers are not likable. This is not a likable team. When you go to the Staples Center and you pay whatever $300 to take your girl or your family, and you watch them just walk through the motions and lose to the Grizzlies, to the Bucks, to the Kings, to the Pacers,
because they're
not interested. Yeah. It's not a team you can like or get behind, and that's my biggest issue. You know, Phil Jackson ought to be on he should be doing a victory lap this year. He has already announced he's going to retire. He is done. He has won 11 championships. He has an opportunity to win his 12th. He's the greatest coach in the history of the NBA. When he rolls into these towns, there should be a giant tribute on the video board, and he should be celebrated, you know, as he leaves the game. And instead, he's the leader of this motley crew that nobody likes, that doesn't play hard, that has issues with one another. There's backbiting in their post-game comments. It's not a team that's easy to get behind, and that's too bad because they are the best collection of talent. It's the best collection of talent in the NBA.
It's also super risky to think that you can just turn it on in the playoffs when you want to, because sometimes it doesn't work out well for you.
And you know what? Phil supports that.
Yeah, I know.
His comments like, hey, I'll take my team. If they're interested and motivated, I'll take my chances. Texas. Well, great, thanks. But how about an 82-game season that people are dropping an awful lot of money to watch you play in and showing just a tiny bit of interest?
Yeah.
One of the things I love about Money, our guest on the Kevin Bean Show from the PMS show, is that he loves the Lakers, yet is not afraid to say these things about them and be critical of them.
No, you know, I have relationships with these guys, and they're very nice guys. They really are. Pau is a great guy. You know, Luke Walton, I mean, you go through Derek Fisher, they're good dudes. But for some reason this season, they have zero interest in playing regular season games.
And you can see that, especially on the defensive end, when somebody can drive all the way to the hoop and no one steps in front of them. It's so frustrating as a basketball fan of any team to just go, that team's not trying.
Way to go, Fish.
Yeah,
way to let your guy beat you again.
We got to leave it right there for now. But we've got more with our guest, Matt Money Smith, right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend and sports guru, Matt Money Smith, is here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Minutes away, by the way, from LaQuisha reviewing last night's Jersey Shore. That is coming up as well. Hey, we got to change gears. I know it's NBA All-Star Weekend. We have to change gears for football real quick, Money, since we don't have a sports guy, so we take advantage of you when you come in. How sad were you that Friday Night Lights ended?
I never got into Friday Night Lights, and I feel bad saying that. I know everybody told me I'd love it, and
you would love it so much.
All right, it's over. That's the wrong question. The right question is there going to be a lockout, and for how long? And what is it about? It's about money.
It's $9 billion industry. Okay. And the previous CBA collective bargaining agreement, the owners would take $1 billion before they split the pie. So they would get $1 billion for themselves to cover expenses.
Okay.
And then the $7 or $8 billion left would be split 60, I think it was 60-40 between the players getting 60 and the owners getting 40.
Okay.
Now they want to take $2 billion off the top before they split that pie.
And the players are saying
The players are saying, just show us the books. And why you have to take $2 billion, your expenses have gone up that much.
Are the players being realistic with it?
Well, yes, I think so. Okay. I think in this case, you side with the players because all they're saying is, okay, you know, it's a percentage of profit split, so you have to show us why you want to make this adjustment, and we'll be fine with it.
Are they going to get it figured out?
It'll take a minute. It'll take a minute.
Will there be a preseason?
That's the thing. They want to add 18. They want to add two regular
season
games.
Regular season game, which a lot of guys are saying it's already too long.
Yeah, and I agree with that. It's for safety purposes, you want to keep it at 16. Well, yesterday was a big deal. They agreed to enter federal mediation, so that'll go for 7 days.
Okay.
And now it won't be binding. You know, the two parties will still have to come to the agreement, but. If it'll be very hard to skew public perception your way if the federal mediator says, yeah, you don't have to take $2 billion off the top, or they do need to take $2 billion off the top. So I think that's what'll come out of it. So it's a good step for them.
So they may actually get through it.
Yeah, I think for whatever the date is for opening day, first week of September, I think we'll have
football. Now, when we said we wanted to talk about the lockout, you said NFL or NBA.
Right.
I didn't realize NBA was...
Both collective bargaining agreements
are in trouble as well.
Yes, and the NBA is a much dire situation because the owners in the NBA are not making the kind of money that they are in the NFL. They're TV package is not as big, their profits aren't as large, and they want to dramatically cut what they are paying players. They're talking about 40% cuts.
Wow.
And they've been talking about retroactive cuts.
What?
So, hey, Kobe, that $87 million deal you signed last year? Yeah, it's worth 51 now.
Wow.
So it's a big deal.
And are they going to get through it?
I think the owners are going to dig in, and unless the players just say, you know, sure, we'll sign this deal, there's going to be a lockout because they know they own the players. They have every single negotiating session.
Speaking of the NBA and the television rights, what kind of a backlash is there going to be the season after next when there are no free Laker games except for the occasional national game on ABC or something like that?
Yeah.
When there's no more local free Laker, you have to have cable or satellite to watch them.
It's a bummer, but it's just reality. What do you say to the Lakers when, you know, the reported number is 20 years, $3 billion? Nope. Can't take that. You got to stay on free TV. It's a bummer,
it's
reality.
Is it true of just the Lakers or other NBA teams?
Well, it's just the Lakers.
The Lakers
are the only property that could sign that kind of deal, that could launch their own network, that could get that kind of money. I don't know if it's a wise financial investment for Time Warner. I mean, you're talking about a 32-year-old Kobe Bryant, a 77-year-old Dr. Buss, who has been, you know, the rock, the anchor for that team, and the reason why they've been to finals 15 of the last 30 years. So I don't know how to project the Lakers 20 years down the road, but, you know, they're one of the five most impressive sports franchises in the world. You know,
are they the only ones trying this?
No, I think everyone will. Okay. I think they're the only ones that can pull it off. I mean, it's a similar deal as the Yankees have with the Yes Network. The real sad part about it is that Dr. Buss is the guy who started the regional network. He launched Prime Ticket, you know, 25 years ago, before the Yes Network, before any other team thought of it. That was his brainchild. So he's kind of walking away from that, and that's a bit of a bummer. But it's a money deal.
Yeah.
We are out of time. Final word goes to Kevin Bean listener Steve, who says, I insist you ask Money, what's up with his douchebag Justin Bieber haircut?
Yeah. I mean, sad, you know what? I love Canadian pop. I love young teenage Canadian pop, so I'm embracing the Bieber look. I have terrible hair. What am I supposed to do?
Well, it doesn't matter what you do with it, right?
No. I either look like a douchebag Justin Bieber, a jackass Kevin Bacon, or a weird Jim Brewer. I'm an ugly guy with bad hair. There's nothing I can do about it.
That's why you do the show with Petra. It makes you look good.
Hey, now.
Hey, now. Thanks, Money. Great to see you, brother.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Matt Money Smith hanging around, our former sports guy of the Kevin and Bean Show, as is our friend Jimmy Kimmel, who joins us on the program, who also has something invested in the NBA All-Star Weekend happening in Southern California. He is going to be one of the coaches or managers or something for the celebrity game happening tonight on ESPN. James, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Thanks, guys. I don't know why they keep saying I'm the general manager of the team. I'm the head coach of the team. I guess they should, if they want to call me king of my particular team, that would be appropriate.
Okay.
But I'm not taking a behind-the-scenes role. I will be right out there on the sidelines coaching the team.
Yeah, you're not just out there being pretty like you do. You're actually going to put the work in.
I am giving my team books to read like Phil Jackson does.
Good, good.
I'm ready to go.
What, do you have some slogans that you're ready with? I mean, are you going to shout some stuff out that you're ready?
You know what? I don't think I'm going to be able to hear anything from everyone screaming at Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Now, how did he end up on your team? Because it seems like that's more of a hassle than it's really worth, Jim.
Well, there's two ways of thinking as far as this goes. I mean, he's probably not the best player. I don't know. I'm just basing this on my anti-Canadian stance in general.
Sure.
But he's also a kid, so that's not necessarily a plus. But the crowd, it definitely is going to be on his side, so it's going to be kind of like a home game for me with Justin Bieber there.
Okay.
Right, that's
and
true.
Magic is my I don't know if he's my assistant coach. I feel weird calling him that.
Who, Magic Johnson?
Yeah.
Is your assistant coach?
Well, that's
are you positive
it,
yeah. He's not the coach?
They're calling him the Legends coach, but I call him my assistant.
All right. How did you find the people that are going to be playing in this game tonight?
I mean, I had anything to do with this.
Well, it's a bizarre assortment of people. I mean, what else are you going to see, you know, little Romeo handing it off to Rob Kardashian? It's just bizarre.
Only in hell. I think that's what I'll be watching in hell on a loop.
When they came to you and said, we want you to be a coach, you said... Yes.
Well, Bill Simmons, the sports guy of ESPN.com, asked me to do it.
Oh, he did?
Okay. Yeah, it'll be fun. We'll go against each other. And now here we are. Now
wow.
I have to do this.
Now you actually have to do it.
But it should be all right. I mean, it should be good. You guys know from our time playing the midgets many years ago.
Sure.
Yes.
When we lost on a last-second three-pointer by a midget.
I prefer not to think about that game, but the next year when we won.
And then we redeemed ourselves.
Yeah.
By the way, we really need to have that rubber match. We need to, we need to get everybody. If we can get that restraining order lifted from the Armenian comedian, we need to get everyone together.
Money, were you with us when we played the game against
the
little people?
I'd like to point out, not only was I with you, but I was the head coach.
Yes,
the rematch.
I remember.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a four-pronged attack.
Right.
And I do believe the fourth prong was Layup City.
Layup City.
I mean, right. And that's
why don't
really
you give Jimmy the other three just to make sure he's got a...
Matt, you were the head coach of the winning game,
the
right?
Winning game, yes, as a matter
not
of fact.
Not the losing game?
Not the losing game. You brought me in. You brought me in as an outside influence to try to figure out what
a
all
ringer.
The infighting
yeah.
was. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are Phil Jackson.
So,
that's
so
exactly
Layup
right.
City.
Layup City is all I remember.
Okay, so Jimmy, just shout Layup City a lot.
Layup City and Midget Town.
Yes, Midget Town. Win the hustle place. You know, win the hustle place, guys.
You guys remember that the little people cheated too? I mean, that it really
put
a stain on the game.
They were born to cheat and steal and take from us. They have to. I mean, they're forced to scramble for our crumbs.
Look,
now Jimmy, did they put Magic with you because they knew that two titans of late night talk television would get along on that bench?
I think they decided that I like coffee and he owns coffee, so we
all right. I see. So that's how they put you together?
I don't know. I'm glad to have Magic, though, because between Magic and Bieber, I definitely will have the fan favorite team.
Sure, absolutely.
But here's the problem, though. Then who else is on your team? Because if you're the fan favorite team and you get killed, it's not so much fun.
I don't know, really.
Okay,
I
mean, good.
There are some guys I'm familiar with. There are some guys I'm not so familiar with. I've never seen any of these people play basketball, so there's no way. All I know is Simmons' team is a lot bigger than mine.
Oh, no.
Well, I have seen Bieber play basketball, and I'll describe it. He's an enforcer. You know, he's your muscle, Jim.
You can see that. He'll body up down low.
Who would you compare him to, Matt?
I'd say, you know, if I had to select a professional basketball player, probably Charles Oakley.
Big elbows and everything.
Yeah, he's all elbows and shoulders.
It's going to be some game, I tell you. I coached my son's basketball team when he was about 7 years old, and it was a disaster from the get-go.
Yeah.
Now, is the game going to be on live on one of the ESPNs tonight, or are they just going to show us some highlights in SportsCenter?
No, they're showing the whole game on ESPN, but it doesn't air live, but it airs like an hour after we play or something.
All right, do me a favor, and I know you probably this wouldn't be your first reaction, but when Magic tries to say something, just put your hand up and go, I got this.
Can I give him the... is always good.
Yeah, that'd be good. Just let them know you're in charge. I mean, you gotta establish that.
Oh,
right,
believe
in front.
Me, my presence will be felt.
Okay.
The NBA All Star Celebrity Game. Look for it tonight on ESPN. And Jimmy, as I understand, we're going to talk to you in a week because you got big doings for the Oscar special, your sixth annual Oscar special after the Academy Awards next weekend too. So we'll talk to you again next week. All right.
Thanks. Good times, guys.
Good luck tonight.
Have a good weekend.
Wish me
thanks,
luck.
Dude.
All right. Good luck.
Layup City.
That's not our new game.
New game.
Nope.
New game. Next break, new game.
Nope. Yeah, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 8:52.
That would be a pretty fun game.
Yes.
But we got LaQuisha reviewing Jersey Shore coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin Bean Show. Right now, Ralph joins us for yet another Showbiz Beat. And then, by the way, before LaQuisha even, brand new Radiohead. Going to play the new Radiohead song for you.
Oh.
How about that?
Brand new Radiohead. Everybody.
Oh.
Look, it's like Christmas comes a day early. It was supposed to come out tomorrow.
That's right.
Comes out today. Very excited.
Oh. Now, Kevin, your theory is that
Radiohead
stopped making songs a few years ago.
Well, they did stop making songs.
They may be back a little bit with this one.
They went into the soundtrack business for a while.
They went into robot space music for a while.
And now he's a bona fide dancer. So check it out at kevinandbean.com. Tom York actually dances through the whole video, and he shouldn't ever dance. And yet it's an entertaining video. So we're going to play the song coming up.
Was that Lotus Flowers? Is that the name of the song? Great. All right. Let's get to showbiz news, but before I do, I've got some passes to give away to a very cool event. It is the world premiere, the red carpet world premiere of a movie called Hall Pass. Owen Wilson stars along with Jason Sudeikis of Saturday Night Live, Jenna Fischer, Christina Applegate, Stephen Merchant, who you're familiar with if you know Ricky Gervais's work. They worked together and created The Office, and he was on Extras, played his agent on Extras.
Remember that? Funny.
It was very, very funny in that show. They do a great podcast as well together. If you'd like to attend the red carpet world premiere, it's going to be at the ArcLight Cinemas in Hollywood, next to the Cinerama Dome, one of my favorite places to go see a movie. Wednesday the 23rd, it all happens. First five callers who get through at 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. First five people who get through get a pair of passes to the red carpet world premiere of Hall Pass. And if you don't get through, don't despair, because the movie opens the following Friday, the 25th, in theaters everywhere. You can check it out. Speaking of podcasts, if you're so inclined, tomorrow night you want to come see me and Kevin Smith do our podcast, Hollywood Babylon, where we talk about all the latest and greatest in showbiz news. It's just like this, only it's much, much longer, and I'm much, much drunker.
And funnier.
And I get to curse.
And you're allowed to say whatever you want.
Whatever I want, and I do.
A lot of limitations here.
And you shed the dead weight of Kevin and Bean, as you've been looking forward to for so long.
That's not what I... That's your words, not mine. You put those words in my mouth. I would never say that.
You could try to sell that a little better, Ralph.
No, I love you guys. Love, 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 love. I love you guys like Mike Starr loves drugs.
Oh, no.
That's how much I love you guys.
Is he back? Is he back on the pipe?
Oh, he didn't hear.
Oh,
no, I didn't hear.
He was in Celebrity Rehab.
Former Alice in Chains bassist Mike Starr, who was on Celebrity Rehab in 2009, was arrested in Utah last night. And when they picked him up, they found pills in his possession. A painkiller called Opana, O-P-A-N-A, and Xanax, which, of course, is an anti-anxiety drug. Now, here's the problem. Mike didn't have a prescription for either drug and was arrested on two felony counts of possession of a controlled substance. He's still being held on $20,000 bail as we speak, and hopefully he can get into treatment versus prison, because Mike needs treatment.
Remember when he first came on Celebrity Rehab?
We were like, scary. There's
no chance for this guy.
He's a scary dude.
Yeah.
Lauren Conrad's upset with MTV. Looks like they are not going to do a reality show based on her life. Us Weekly magazine reports the network originally was excited about the new reality show starring their Hills star Lauren Conrad. She wanted to be about her designing her new clothing line. They would have preferred more personal drama.
Wait, only clothing line?
Yes.
No personal?
No. Lauren
she
banned
an infomercial, basically.
Dumb.
Lauren banned them from filming in her apartment or filming anything that had to do with her boyfriend Kyle Howard. So MTV said, gosh, you know what? We've got Snooki over here who will let us put a camera inside her.
Right. She'll do anything.
She'll do anything.
Not that we want to, but not it's, we want to, it's but available.
If it's ever on the, if we ever run out of ideas for Jersey Shore, it's that's for season six. We've got something planned called Fantastic Voyage.
That's so hot.
And see, we can do that, or we can deal with you giving us a hard time, LC. So we're going to go.
No thanks.
Yeah, so we miss out. Or do we? Hey, you want to know what the hot Hollywood workouts are? Yeah, I know Psycho Mike. He's a certified personal trainer.
Yes.
Hollywood usually is the place you go to when you look for the hot exercise trends.
Sure.
Us Weekly magazine says that the latest Hollywood workouts, this is what all the stars are doing, are the big three. Yaz, it's called.
The birth control pill?
No.
The band from the 80s?
Not the band from the 80s either. Y-A-S. It's a combo of yoga and spinning. So
yoga
you put those
spinning.
Two things together, and you can pedal a bike with your legs behind your head. And that's not easy, my friends.
I have seen those gyms popping up a lot, and they are
really?
Chock full of beaver. Alessandro Ambrosio actually works out at one of those conglomerate gyms in
Venice.
Then
go there!
I know.
It's
a good call.
Is she
what's wrong
yazzing?
With you? Yeah, she's yazzing. Or yassing, or whatever they call it.
Yes. Yes. Hmm. Or maybe she's going to get into piloxing.
Piloxing.
Oh, piloxing is a combination of Pilates and boxing. Piloxing, it's called.
Huh. How does that work?
You lay on the floor and you punch yourself while you're stretching. I have no idea.
That does not sound good.
And then there's bar hopping.
Ah.
Which
that
is.
That one I can do.
Which is trampolining with weights.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
So you hold like a bar of weight, you know, the bar weights on your chest or whatever, and then you jump on the trampoline. It's
that
bar
dangerous.
Hopping.
That's a terrible
idea. Can you hurt yourself?
Can we
down on
can we just stop combining every possible sport
no.
and just do one and then do another and then just keep going?
Or let's combine something and make money. Like clearly, all you need to do
should
is just take
two
exercise
together?
Forms and throw them together.
That's
and
a
you'll
good
be,
idea.
That makes sense.
Jiu-jitsu and yoga. Let's go.
Yes.
This is like that crazy Olympic sport where you ski and shoot.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, right. The biathlon.
Makes no sense.
I'm going to start swoxing.
Swoxing?
Yes, it's swimming and boxing.
Okay.
But you swim in boxing gloves.
There it is.
Against another
against
person?
Another person. You fight them while you're swimming against them in boxing gloves and a scuba suit.
I like it.
Piloxing. Please. Rod Stewart, legendary rock and roller, is a father yet again. This is his eighth child, by the way.
Oh, dude. Good.
Rod, who is, I got to look this up. I don't know how old he is, but he's got to be 70-ish.
Yeah, I guess.
I think he's 60, 66, Ralph.
This is the second son he's had with his current wife, Penny Lancaster. I say current because who knows what's up for Rod.
Right,
but,
yeah.
People Magazine says that the child's name is Aiden. Aiden Stewart, and he weighs in at 7 pounds and 3 ounces. So congratulations to the Stewart family. Now, in his defense, he is a spry 66.
Is he?
Yeah, he plays a lot of soccer, and he's you know, he's always on tour, and he dances.
Oh.
So he's busy,
right?
What I'm saying, he gets his stomach pumped a lot. Apparently,
I think that was just a rumor.
Oh, was that just a story?
I believe it was just a rumor.
Anyway, he's not. You know, 66 may be the new 46.
No, it isn't.
It is
66. A terrible.
Is it
time
the new 56?
I don't know. Listen, the kid's going to be in high school. His dad's going to either be dead or in his 80s. I mean, it's a bad plan.
Can't be good, right? Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Molly Ringwald. She was in Pretty in Pink. She was in The Breakfast Club. What other one?
16 Candles.
16 Candles. That's a classic. All those John Hughes films. So good in those. 43 years old today. Dr. Dre is 46. Actor Matt Dillon, 47 years old. Vanna White. Letter Turner on Wheel of Fortune is 54. John Travolta turns 57 years old today. Sybil Shepherd is 61. And Yoko Ono, widow of John Lennon and a singer in her own right.
She's just a beast.
I've gotten several emails saying, would you please stop playing Yoko Ono singing? It's so hard to listen to.
No. Well, the truth is, we're not playing her singing this. I don't know what she's doing.
She's primal screaming. She's vocalizing her emotions.
She was doing this at some museum, and why people didn't start throwing stuff, I don't know. That just encourages her.
Oh, yeah. Because it's art, Kevin, and you don't get
it. It's not art.
It is art.
It isn't.
It's art. I know a guy with no arms and no legs. He used to hang on a wall.
Right.
They called him art.
No.
Anybody?
We did have some friends. Unfortunately, it's after 9 o'clock. We don't have time for that. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Radiohead is one of those bands that you don't really necessarily make up your mind the first time you hear a new song. You know that you're going to have to live with it for a little while and then see how you're feeling about it down the road. And that is their latest from their forthcoming, well, it's not forthcoming, I guess. It's available today. The King of Limbs is what it's called. That is called Lotus Flower. Go to kingoflimbs.com if you want to download it today, a day early from what was advertised. All right, you're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for tuning in on a Friday. Fridays mean we talk to LaQuisha, who reviews Jersey Shore on MTV for us. She watches, so we don't have to. Hi, LaQuisha. How are you, my dear?
How you guys doing?
You mean, so we don't have to, Bean? What are you talking about?
You should be watching anyway.
Yeah.
LaQuisha's all I need. That's all the Jersey Shore I need is this 5 minutes with her.
That's not nearly enough. Because right now we're in the middle of a crisis.
Uh-oh.
Sammy left the Jersey Shore house last week, you may remember.
Sure.
And now Ronnie, he's all destroyed inside. Because he loves that girl. But, now she's gone.
But LaQuisha, didn't they fight and fight and scream and fight and scream and fight and scream and fight and scream and fight?
Well, he did destroy all of her belongings and throw everything out the window.
Okay.
But he still loves her, can't you tell by his behavior?
Huh. You know, I never thought that she'd actually leave. I don't know how to pick myself up from the hole that I've dug myself into. I myself in so many ways. I can't even look at myself in the mirror at this point.
Now you know how we feel. You're not easy to look at. And don't dig yourself out of that hole. Just pull in the dirt after you. And then everything will be okay. He is crying all the time, and he is just a hot mess since she left the house. But luckily, he's got the situation there to take care of him, because situation wears many hats, and one of those is a psychotherapist.
Great.
Some days I'm Uncle Situation, other days I'm Doctor Situation, a Chef Situation, Bang Your Girl Situation. I mean, you know, I'm just, I'm like a pretty deep dude.
That's what he's known for.
He is a deep dude. Now, Ronnie, although he's taken Situation's help, may not think it's the best choice for him.
Listening to Mike about relationship problems is like listening to a sailor about flying a plane.
That is true.
That is true.
Yeah.
It's accurate.
But the Situation, I think, has got some good advice. So I put together a little package of some of his best words of wisdom.
Okay.
And I think you'll learn something from the Situation.
Life goes on, man. You know what I mean? No matter what. Time keeps ticking. And if you don't keep going, you get left behind. You know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Life's not a cookie cutter. I'd rather die standing than live on my knees. You know? That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Is that every cliche he's ever heard?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Life is like a box of chocolates. Well, that's not the only problem we have in the Jersey Shore house. I know Ronnie's upset. He's crying all the time because his heart is breaking.
Sure.
But also the toilets are breaking.
Oh.
In Jersey Shore.
That's a bad thing for Jersey Shore.
A great amount of time last night was spent focused on feces.
No.
See, this is why I say I don't need any more Jersey Shore
there
in my life.
There was a strong feces through line in last night's episode.
I may have to even miss this one now.
It was very fecal-centric.
No, thank you.
Come on, LaQuisha.
No,
please.
Thank you.
Here's Vinny describing what's wrong with his toilet and how he can rectify the situation.
The toilet is clogged because I live with farm animals. My bathroom toilet bowl is probably filled with tampons, paper towels, toilet bowl rolls. These people just don't give a so I'm doing every trick in the book to unplug this toilet bowl.
Ew!
I've unplugged toilet bowls in my life before. You know, I'm not an idiot.
All right, well, hold on. Let's not be too hasty. One doesn't negate the other.
You could unplug a toilet and still be a complete idiot.
That's what I like to believe.
All right.
But we did get to focus on him taking a big plunger and then sloshing some very murky water around quite a bit.
Why?
Cleaning that toilet.
Why is this on television?
Because this show's about real life, Bean.
Oh, my God.
You just don't get it, man.
You don't understand. This is the real underbelly of society. This is like Oz or The Wire or
this
something.
This is lower than the underbelly, by the way.
Yeah, it's the undercolon. Now, the one thing we can't blame Dina in the house for the toilets backing up. That's much we know for sure.
Okay.
She has a problem when it comes to it comes to pooping.
I start getting like really bad stomach ache, and I'm like, I'm backed up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not only is the toilet backed up, but Dina is backed up.
Wow.
There was a lot of poop talk last night.
Ah, sounds like it's all it was.
Now, luckily, Snooki has some excellent advice for Dina.
Have a coffee. Then it'll flow out of your butt. Freaking rainstorm.
We have to get these toilets fixed.
I know.
Yes, because after that coffee, we're going to want to give Dina a lot of alone time and some place to take care of business.
Please make this stop. Please make this stop. I can't handle it. I can't handle it anymore.
But
I'm done.
Bean, they have food problems.
Bean, you have to revel in the badness.
This isn't a show.
All right,
right,
it's time to get ready to go out to the club. So
right.
It's time for the situation to hit the barbershop.
All right.
Not because he needs a haircut, though.
I got to get done, man. I'm situation. I got to get my eyebrows done, man. It's a process to be a situation. Not everybody can do it.
Not everybody can do it. But you got to get your eyebrows waxed if you want to be the situation.
You know what I like is that he doesn't use the situation too often. He uses that sparingly.
He saves it for special occasions.
It's very good.
Now, Paulie is also getting ready to go out to the clubs, but...
No, don't go back to the toilet, LaQuisha.
Paulie runs across something in the bathroom that
Come
he shares
on.
With the ladies.
Come on.
No.
That is not conducive...
Come on now.
...to being fresh.
I'm in the bathroom, getting fresh to death as I do, and I see these disgusting panties, and I'm like, wow, who the hell's panties are these? So I'm like, I need to investigate this.
So he picks the panties up with a fork and walks around the house with them, and these panties are encrusted with bad things.
Stop it.
Come on.
Stop it.
Come on, LaQuisha. Stop it.
Stop
really,
doing
stop
what
it.
You're doing.
Stop.
Stop
it.
Doing what you're doing.
You're fired.
Stop
I'm serious.
It.
You're fired.
So, come on.
No more.
So after the club, everybody's drinking quite a bit. And Dina apparently is feeling a little looser.
Oh, come on.
No, hold on.
Stop
a minute.
It.
It's not that way.
Oh, all right.
I mean loose like emotionally loose.
Okay, good.
And she starts to get very upset because she feels she is not accepted by the other housemates who have been together longer.
Okay.
And she threatens to go home in her drunken blubberty.
No, no one loves me. I want to go home.
No, let
it be. Dina turns into the slopopotamus, the combination of a slop tart and a hippopotamus put together. The slopotopotus?
Yeah, that's it. Slopotopotus.
Wow.
Well, Snooki has found herself a man.
Nope.
And she brings him home.
There's no guy would have her.
Yeah.
Come on.
And she's trying to be all romantic, and there are other guys in the house giving her a hard time, and she does not appreciate that because she feels very deeply for this gentleman.
I don't know why the guys are being blocks right now, but all I know is I haven't got it in like 4 months. So the fact that I have a boy and he wants to get it in, please let me live. I have no idea what this kid's name is.
All right, maybe she doesn't love him. But she likes him.
She's a romantic at heart, right?
Even though she doesn't know his name.
This is the highest.
The person he's going to have the sex with.
Well,
right. This is the highest rated show in the history of MTV, you guys.
Yes.
But when you're Snooki, you have to take what you can get where you can get it,
right? But if you're Snooki, shouldn't you learn his name so you can maybe get him to come back again?
Maybe.
Well, Ronnie's looking around the house, and things just ain't the same since Sammy left, and he drops his own bombshell. And no, I'm not going back to the bathroom again.
Good, all right.
I'm embarrassed of my actions, and at this point, I just want to go home.
No!
He went home, too?
Now Ronnie's going to leave?
What?
Oh, there's not going to be anybody left in the house soon. That toilet's not gonna unplug itself. Somebody's got to get to work on it. So next week we find out: does Ronnie leave too? Is Dina gonna leave? Am I gonna leave and stop watching?
Yes. No, yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm in for the long haul.
You love it. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye now.
Hey. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 941.
Hey, Ralph Garman, put us out of our misery for another week on the Kevin Beach Show, would you?
All right. He's about to die. That's why he said he's literally just about to die.
I'll try to move things along.
And today's celebrity birthdays.
No, I got a few stories I want to talk about.
Take our time.
Breaking news from TMZ. Sad news that former Alice in Chains bassist Mike Starr was arrested last night in Utah. Two felony counts of possession of a controlled substance. When Mike was arrested, he had pills on him, a painkiller called Opana, and Xanax as well, an a drug that makes you not anxious. He didn't have a prescription for either drug, and that's where the problem was. Mike is still being held on bail. $20,000 it's going to take to get him out. So
the thing about Mike is, and I only know this from Celebrity Rehab, no one is more Jekyll and Hyde than Mike when he's on drugs versus off drugs. Nicest guy in the world when he's sober. Just a monster when he's using.
Yeah, but when the step of getting him from not being sober to sober, that interim step, when he's withdrawing.
Yeah, rough.
He's bad rough. Then, too. He's not happy then.
Most people are bad then, though.
Yeah, remember how you were, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do. Didn't want to be around Kevin those days. He was getting off the white horse. The white dragon or whatever white thing he was climbing all over. Jessica Simpson's in the news. She wants to make sure she looks perfect on her wedding day. And so trainer to the stars Tracy Anderson tells Us Weekly magazine that Jessica has been working nonstop to lose her extra weight and get ready for her wedding day. She said she's been doing a dance aerobics, abdominal work, and strength training. Word is that Jessica's having a great time, and she should be ready for her wedding by 2041. At this pace, she'll be in shape. So,
see, because she's got a lot of work to do.
Put it on hold, maybe. Maybe have to tell the vendors that they have to push back the wedding day.
I would have a weight clause if I were marrying Jessica Simpson, because she is a yo-yo.
She is. Yeah. Charlie Sheen, busy, busy boy this week. He's been on the Dan Patrick Radio Show twice. He was hanging out with the UCLA baseball team. And yesterday he went down to see the fireman that took him to the hospital a few weeks back when he was rushed to the hospital after that 9/11 call from his home.
He's on a weird PR tour.
He is. He's been out in public more now than he ever has been just making TV shows. He went and saw the fireman, gave them all a Leatherman knife as a thank you, and said, compared to me, these guys are true heroes. Well, yeah.
Wait, was anyone saying the opposite?
Compared to you, Charlie, Dave the King of Mexico is a true hero. And he's been doing nothing but sabotaging our show all week long.
Compared to me.
I don't know what that means exactly. But
hey, everybody that thinks I'm a hero, I just want you to listen. These guys are the heroes.
No, really. I know you all think I'm a big hero, but these guys? Madonna's in the news. She's scratching her plans to build a school for girls in Malawi. Apparently, there are logistical problems with the land, and the management team that was put in place to supervise the construction of the school was spending too much time and money on the architecture, so Madonna has pulled the plug. She said she was thinking about building some schools in America, but decided just to work out some more instead.
So, it's worth it.
No. Apparently, she's going to use that money and try to build some schools where they're needed in surrounding areas, but the land she originally had purchased, it's not going to work. So. Mm. She's still trying, which is nice. Seth Rogen's in the news. He has signed on to star in a new comedy about a guy with cancer called 50-50.
Sounds funny.
Yeah, good times. Well, you can use all that weight loss he did for Green Hornet. All comes in handy.
Every topic like that can be made funny if it's done the right way, but it's risky. You know, MASH, for example. You know,
it's true. About war.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Hogan's Heroes, Second World War, that was funny, man. Those Nazis were funny.
And realistic, too.
But if somebody came to you ahead of time and said, we're going to make a sitcom about this, you'd go, no.
Human Centipede.
Human
Centipede, that was funny.
Ralph, is Hogan's Heroes even in syndication anywhere?
I don't believe it is.
Nobody would even play that anymore, right?
I think KDOC did here locally. for a long time.
Then they realized it was a mistake.
And they said, wait, this is about Nazis. What are we thinking?
Too soon?
And forget what Ozzy Osbourne said last week. Mike must be so upset. There are no plans for a Black Sabbath reunion tour or album. This according to bassist Geezer Butler. He released a statement yesterday saying the rumors are not true and the four original members of the band will not be working together anytime soon, even though Ozzy alluded to the fact that there may be a reunion. So, sad news for Black Sabbath fans. What's Mike going to do with all those tattoos he was planning on getting on his chest of the whole band? Today's celebrity birthdays, Yoko Ono is 78 years old today. Cybill Shepherd is 61. John Travolta turns 57 years old. Vanna White is 54. Matt Dillon is 47. Dr. Dre is 46 years old. Molly Ringwald celebrates her 43rd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show on Tuesday morning. We have an all-new program for you. We have Jeffrey Ross, comedian.
Yeah.
In studio. We bring in people like that because we can't be funny. So we bring in funny people. That's how we do it.
I like to say we can be funny. We choose not to.
Okay. Yeah. That's even better. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com to catch up on all the celebrity news. Adam Sessler from G4's X-Play.
Different Adam.
G4's
Sessler.
X-Play. He talks video games.
Yeah. What's wrong with video games?
Not Adam Carolla.
Yeah. Why don't they work right?
Adam Sessler. Not Carolla. Sessler. And the creator of Family Guy. And a friend of yours, Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah. How about that?
How about that? That's all Tuesday morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Have a great weekend. We'll see you then.
You guys want my stuff if I die, by the way?
Yeah. No.
No. We know what you have.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Cincinnati bow tie.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Time to release the Kraken.
Roll another one.
Attention, radio listeners.
Just like the other one.
Thanks for nothing, ass face.
This one seems to be about to quit.
This is not how I wanted to make it.
And I need another hit.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone, my friend.
Roll.
Roll another one.
Hey, welcome to Con Air.
Just like the other one.
I think that's a good message.
This one seems to be about to end.
You hang up. I'm coming over there.
I don't have another.
Has never prevented success in the music business. Look at Biz Markie or The Doors.
Forget Twitter. I'm on the CB.
Just pass it around.
Recognize.
Well, don't that joint, my friend.
I'm sorry, I have an erection.
Cut. Print. Gay.
And thank you to the fans. What up, Detroit?
Thank you for listening, and may Allah bless you all as I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
If you're going to say something, get it over with in a hurry, because we're leaving.
You're quitting?
Let's just call it a strategic withdrawal.
Well, a very, very heavy heavy debatation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite, and let's go to Terrace Tazen for the bit. They had the pick.